do our best. Remember, everyone, just don't be yourselves.
If you don't mind, I will begin at the beginning.
It's a new day. Let's get going.
1, 2, 3.
Bad boy!
4, 5, 6.
B.I.G.
Que ven en Bing. Me llamo el Dototito que ven en Bing. Quiero decirles que el ojo que tengo bien hecho me da que ver en Bing. Mira, Tijuana, componer lo que ven en Bing. Quiero agarrarme todavía una puta ya que ven en Bing en Tijuana para tener. Hola, papá, que ven en Bing.
What the hell?
That's a very interesting question. I don't know.
Oh, say does that our banner rock it red flare for the land of the free. And the home of the brave.
Play ball.
This is horrible. I want to go out and puke right now.
Good morning.
There's no turning back, no matter how much we wish we could.
And now.
All right, now the moment you've all been waiting for. Lights, music.
Our feature presentation.
I was a little late.
All right.
Just a tad.
So, just a minute late or two or five.
Yeah, what's the big deal?
You know what I was doing? I was downloading the Lonely Island. Comes out, they put out a CD today.
Uh-huh.
And it was on iTunes. And when you download it, it gives you the amount of time that's left, like mm-hmm. how long it's going to take to download the track. And it's never the same. And I've never understood that because it'll say 13 seconds. I'm like, all right, I can wait 13 seconds. And then all of a sudden, it'll just flip to 52 seconds.
Yeah, I've noticed that too.
Because it's depending on the download speed, and the download speed changes a lot.
Oh, okay.
So why put a time up there? If it's only 13 seconds right at that moment, but then the very next second, it might be 53. I don't know. Don't put a time.
It should say, go to the bathroom, come back and see.
Just check in a while.
Yeah.
But every single track that's downloading, they have a time on it for how long it's going to last. And it's never, ever, ever just regular normal.
Right.
If it says a minute, it could be 2 seconds. It could be a day. You don't know. It just says a minute for that minute.
So it's still downloading?
No, I got it.
You did get it.
I was a little late. I just kept waiting. I was like, oh, come on. I got 13 seconds. No problem. 50, what? So then it would go to the next track, and then I had to burn it, and maybe I should have waited.
It's so funny in those movies where people are, like, sneaking into offices to download stuff, and it always happens just in a nick of time.
Well, they know what they're doing.
Oh, that's
the difference.
You know,
those people are pretty smart. Right. Yeah, they'll break into the CIA, and they'll download all this information.
Yeah, and it just happens like that.
It doesn't do what I just said.
No, not at all.
Oh, I got it. This is great. It's going to be a minute. 2 days? What's happening?
I don't have that kind of time.
But my question is, I mean, I understand why that happens. Because it depends on the download speed, blah, blah, blah. But why put a clock on it? Because the clock is never, ever accurate, ever.
Yeah.
Have you ever downloaded a movie?
Oh,
like
my God.
On iTunes or something?
Yes.
Yeah. 17 minutes, 2 days.
Yes.
5 minutes, 34 minutes. And you go, well, just give me an average of when you think. Maybe in 20 minutes?
That I really do just walk away
just
and come
an
back
average.
Later.
That's all I'm looking for.
It has taken my computer 12 hours
yeah, I know.
To download a movie.
I know. Sometimes it does. That's because you go to all those disreputable sites.
Yeah,
is that right? Unreputable?
Yes.
Disreputable?
All of that.
That's because, you should get it from Dave. He gets them
all. Oh, all right.
They just download right to his computer.
Good idea.
So anyway, I don't know why they put a time on there, because it's never, ever, ever accurate. It's never what it says. But it's at least it's willing to change. I mean, it will go 13 seconds, a minute and a half. It'll show you that change. But what good does that do me?
It's doing the best it can, Kevin.
Well, I'm saying don't put a time on it.
Just leave it alone.
I'm just saying wait a while.
I'm saying do it after the show.
Well, that's what I'm saying, too. I'm saying maybe that's a better idea. All right, let's talk about today's Kevin and Bean Show, shall we?
Okay.
We have comedian Brad Williams.
Yes.
Who is he's a little guy.
Yeah.
He's a little person.
He's a little funny guy.
He's the M word. But he's funny. And he makes it funny. And he's fantastic. So we're going to have him in. We are going to talk about it was over when. We're going to have your calls for when you knew the relationship was over. Something happened. The guy usually said something.
Yes.
And then you registered in your head, whoa, that's it.
I love these. I'm really looking forward to these.
I'm out. Now, a lot of times, and what's funny to me is how much longer people stay after that moment. But they know for a fact that it's over and they're on their way out. They just have to wait for a good time.
Yeah.
And sometimes they wait forever. for a good time. We have Kristen Wiig on the program today.
She's so great.
Talking about Bridesmaids.
Mm-hmm.
And King of Mexico has the worst plans of anyone on the planet. And he visited Bean recently. And wow, what a sucky weekend that would have been for me.
We just got a taste yesterday.
Wow. It just, because Bean's not social. And he doesn't really invite people over. He's never invited you over, has he?
No.
Never invited me over, never invited Ralph over, but he loves Dave, so he invites Dave over.
He said last week, this is the third time Dave's coming to my house. And I said, well, I would like to.
But you wouldn't.
Yeah, I just kind of hinted around. But no.
But I think he knows you wouldn't.
Yeah, that's true.
I think that's part of it, is he knows none of us would. But, I mean, when he used to live here, he lives in Seattle, by the way, when he used to live here, his wife would invite people, and he would call and uninvite them.
Yes.
Talk about awkward.
Never heard of that in my life.
Hey, you know that thing? I got a couple of these calls. You know that thing my wife said we were having next Saturday? Yeah, it's off. But it wasn't, like, according to his wife. And he'd go in and tell his wife, well, I don't know. I just called everybody. They're not coming. She's like, what?
It's terrible.
So Dave went to his house, and Bean showed him around. And that cannot possibly be good. There's no possible way.
I can't wait to hear.
And we have your tickets for Rage Against the Machine. And Muse.
Yes.
And Rise Against, which is the concert that we announced yesterday. L.A. Rising. It's at the Coliseum. And you're going to have to earn them with a game coming up this morning on the Kevin and Bean Show. We'll take a break and come back with Ralph's Showbiz Beat next. This is the Kevin and Bean Show. We are giving away tickets to L.A. Rising, which is Rage Against the Machine, Muse, and Rise Against, Saturday, July 30th at the L.A. Coliseum. That sounds like maybe perhaps the best show ever, as Rage Against the Machine is my favorite band, and Muse is my second favorite band. And then you got Rise Against on top of that. So that's fantastic.
Yeah.
We're going to give you tickets coming up in the next hour. We'll let you earn them. We also have tickets all day long for you to win just what we tell you to call.
Okay.
So that's coming up right now. Ralph is here with the Showbiz Beat. What's going on, Ralph?
Who's your favorite band?
Rage Against the Machine.
Rage Against the Machine?
Why do you ask that?
Why won't you say their name properly?
Rage
like them so
Against
much?
The Machine. I've seen
if
them.
You love them so much,
25
why
times.
Do you make up different names for them?
What are you talking about?
I'm getting
about?
The sense from the way Mug is running around that I'm not going to get a comedy payoff here.
I have that. We're looking for your showbiz music, which we can't find.
Okay. Can we just have a moment with Kevin then while we look
we
for
can
the
play that
music?
If you insist.
I just want to hear what you call your favorite band in the world. That's all.
Rage Against the Machine.
Oh, okay. Well, if you say so.
And now, it's time for A Moment with Kevin.
106.7 K-Rock is K-R-O-Q, and it is 7:42. This is the Kevin and Bean Show. We play that song, of course, because we just made the announcement of L.A. Rising, Rise Against the Machine.
Yeah!
Muse, and Rise Against.
Yes!
The Machine.
That was A Moment with Kevin.
Rise Against the Machine.
Look.
Rise Against the.
Rise
They're
is
all
in
to be there.
Rise Against is the band.
Yes.
L.A. Rising is the show.
Right.
You can understand.
And then your favorite band in the world is?
Rage Against
the
Machine.
All right. Well,
yeah.
Okay. Whatever you say.
So that's what that is.
All right. Well, we'll just keep an eye out.
Lisa, you're going to have to sing the showbiz news, apparently. showbiz music.
You've done it twice so far, and we announced the show yesterday.
I did do that twice, yeah.
Yeah, so I just want to keep a count this week and see how often Rising Against the Machine pops up.
I'd rather you didn't.
Well, let's play it.
I'd rather you just ignore it and move on as if I said it correctly.
Look, you can't find the music. I get it, Mug. You have to stop running around the studio, though. It's making me nuts.
But look without being so frantic.
You're making me crazy.
He's frenetic. He is like crawling on the doing the
DEFCON
Marine Corps.
DEFCON 2 here. I feel like we got a dirty bomb somewhere in the building. Look, it's just music. I understand. It's going to sound weird without it, but we'll just have to go forward.
Well, that works.
We got that. We got cameras, and that's all that really matters. Arnold Schwarzenegger, our former governor here in the state of California, he and his wife, Maria Shriver, announced this morning, well, not this morning, yesterday, actually, that they are separating after a 25-year marriage.
What a surprise. And aren't you surprised that, I mean, doesn't it make sense that after he gets out of office, they just go,
Oh, it's a miracle.
Yeah. That's Omar, by the way. That's not...
God bless Omar for stepping up to the plate once again. No, I can't think that them staying together was politically motivated at all.
Not at all.
I'm sure.
Now
I'm
that
sure,
he's out.
I'm sure they really, really loved each other until yesterday. And then suddenly it just all went away. Sometimes, look, you like to drink milk every day?
Sure.
You love milk? Nice frosty cold glass of milk? You go into the fridge one day? Oh, you're out of milk.
Yeah.
That's how it is with love sometimes. Only you can't run down to the 7-Eleven and get yourself some more love.
And now, I'm sorry, what's the story? They separated? They're getting divorced?
Both? Well, listen, they said, at this time, we are living apart while we work on the future of our relationship.
She moved out.
yeah. by the way.
How? Oh, did she?
Yeah.
I was going to ask if she moved out but in between, like if she was, oh, I'm at a vacation home or one of those places where rich people go.
No, she's out.
So. Bless you.
Excuse me. You know there's no better way to work on your relationship than to just leave
move
each
out.
Other and yeah. not talk to each other, not be together.
Well, sometimes that is good, but he's Arnold.
I know.
Who wants to be married to that guy?
Relationship baffled me forever.
After 25 years?
I know, but what? You look back and you go, what did I do with those 25 years?
That not, guy's not Arnold. Enough time to work on your relationship, 25 years of marriage? You really can't sort of hone in on what's going on there between the two
we
of you?
We should give her some kind of an award for sticking it out that long.
Yeah.
Although it's, I always think it's odd when people are in their late 50s and 60s, early 60s and stuff like that.
When you're going to start again, you mean?
Start yeah. all over again.
It's not, I don't think it's that. I think it's just, I don't want to be with him anymore.
Yeah, I can imagine.
It doesn't matter what the future holds. Yeah. Just can't hold that.
Because you know what that future holds.
Yeah.
Time to get out your cash. A little game we like to play here on the Showbiz Beat called Celebrity Roulette. So I'd like everybody to put down their bets.
Celebrities, they love to party. How up can they get? Who's putting down the needle or drying out? It's time for Rehab Roulette.
Celebrity Rehab Roulette. Let's see. Everybody get their bets in. No more bets, please. No more bets.
Celebrity. Prince William.
Yes, Prince William and Kate have both gone into
fantastic.
A royal rehab. NBC will be covering it on the Today Show all day today.
That's their honeymoon.
What hats they're wearing while they're in rehab. No, Whitney Houston apparently back in rehab once again.
Oh, say it's not so.
Yeah. You know, if ever we do play Celebrity Rehab Roulette again, it's always a good bet just to put some money on Whitney. I always hedge my bet and just, I put like 10, 15 bucks on Whitney because the odds aren't great, but you're guaranteed to get some return.
Didn't we talk about this yesterday and she said she went in to get in shape
yes.
or some kind of lie?
That's yeah. what Harvey said,
I'm going to get ready for my tour or something like that?
Yeah, now it's an outpatient program to beat drug and alcohol addiction just to support her long-standing recovery process.
Oh,
she's so good at it that she just needs a booster shot.
It's just a tune-up.
That's right.
I see.
So she's fine. Her publicist is billing it as the Whitney Houston Goodbye to Drugs and Booze Last Final Time I Swear to You tour. So, wait and see that.
That poor woman, I got to tell you, I've rarely seen somebody from those heights go to that level of addiction and just not be able to pull herself out for 10, 15 years.
And probably ruin her voice in the process.
Crazy.
Voice is gone. The looks are gone.
Yep.
It's all gone. But hell, what are you going to do? At least she's got coke. Got that.
Got that. Always go back to Bobby Brown.
Great story coming out of the set of CSI. Star Marg Helgenberger was talking to a French news outlet when they brought up Justin Bieber, who had guest starred on the show a couple times. And they were discussing his performance. She said he was pretty good, considering that he'd never acted before. But she also pulled back the curtain a little bit and said, I shouldn't be saying this, but he was kind of a brat.
Oh, awesome.
Yeah, isn't that awesome?
Only good comes after I shouldn't be saying this.
He was very nice to me, she said, but he locked one of the producers in a closet.
What?
And he put his fist through a cake that was on the craft service table for everyone to eat.
What? Why? Just upset
Just to be, no, just to be a dick.
Look at me, I'm crazy.
Yeah, look, I'm messing this cake up with my hands.
I don't even care about your cake.
I'm an outlaw.
That's how I roll.
Yeah, baby, baby, baby. Bieber has already responded via Twitter, naturally. It's kind of lame when someone you met briefly and never worked with comments on you. But
It depends. Did she meet him at all? If then it's fine.
Well, briefly, he says.
So?
I will continue to wish them luck and be kind. And by kind, of course, he means passive aggressive. So,
yeah, how about you get him another cake?
Yeah, how about you don't mess with people's cake and lock people in closets and just don't be a chump. Just go there and do your job. Ass. Oh, he's really cheesing me off. I need some eggs. Who's got eggs? And while we're talking about losers, Charlie Sheen said this week that he is teaching his 2-year-old sons the word rehab. So that way they'll always know where their mom is.
That has to be a joke, right? I mean, that's
sweet.
That's a joke.
That's cute.
In the public, right?
I don't care if it's in the public or in the private. This is the mother of your children. A little respect. Do whatever you need to do with the relationship between the two of you, but don't badmouth the mom of your kids in public.
It's all good. It's all good, guys. Quit panicking.
It's not all good, douchebag.
No, they're two, so stop it.
And Lindsay Lohan
is denying rumors that she is joining the Church of Scientology.
I saw those rumors yesterday.
Yeah. She is denying that situation. Look, she's working with John Travolta in this next movie. Anytime you work with one of the high-powered Scientology stars, there's always some rumors that they're trying to bring you into the fold.
I believe they're trying to bring
you. Well, that's their job. They're recruiters.
Yeah.
But
she will be by the end of the movie.
Lindsay said she is not. Apparently, this rumor all started after she's seen stealing Dianetics from Barnes & Noble. So that's what, that's what started her off. But it really doesn't matter what it is. She just likes to lift stuff. Today's celebrity birthdays, Bono. Of a little band we like to call U2 around here.
We call them that because that's the name of the band. Which also does not guarantee with me that that's what they're called.
Kevin likes to call them Rise 2. I don't know what that even means. But Bono is 51 years old today. Danny Carey of Tool is 50. Rapper Young MC is 44. At what point can you stop calling yourself a Young MC?
That's a good question.
What age does that expire?
And
that
I don't think he's putting out current music either.
Is he MC anymore? Or is he young?
No.
He needs a new name.
Used to be Young MC.
Richard Patrick of Filters, 43 years old today. Actress Andrea Anders of Mr. Sunshine. Oh, she's way hot.
Which one is she?
She's the blonde on that show.
Have
you seen Mr. Sunshine?
Yeah, yeah, I watch it.
You know, the one the girl he loves, the one who's dating the black dude who's his friend?
All right.
Okay. Kenan Thompson of Kenan and Kel on Saturday Night Live. He is 33 years old today. Actress Odette Justman is 26, or as she's known now, Odette Annabelle, or whatever.
I think she got married and changed her name.
Oh,
that's not right.
Yeah, she's 26.
He's not right for her.
And Lauren Potter, the very talented special needs actress from Glee, plays Becky on that show.
Yeah.
She is 21 years old today. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beat.
This is the Kevin and Bean Show. That, of course, is Rise Against.
Oh, is it?
Which is one of the bands.
Sure, it's not Rage Against?
L.A. Rising.
Uh-huh.
Rise Against is playing along with Muse and Rage Against the Machine.
I see.
Tickets are on sale, by the way, Friday at 10. So if you want to buy those tickets, and I'm sure you do, that's when you can do it, or you can keep listening to win. It's time right now to do the Wheel of Bad Animal
Voices. It's not.
Because we have way too many.
We have breaking news we have to do instead.
What's the breaking news? I didn't think
so. Lindsay Lohan is doing community service.
Yeah. We have way too many animal stories. We just don't have time to follow up on them. But when you see a story that involves animals, a lot of times you want more information, and that's the case with us.
But you don't ever get more information.
So
that may be the downfall of the segment.
What?
That is never the case. You never get more information about the story.
We do not quit.
Yeah,
Ralph.
You never.
Yeah. Right.
Reporters don't quit. They keep digging.
Neither did Osama. And then look what happened to him. Maybe sometimes you should quit. Then you learn to live another day.
Look, here's what we're saying. There's too many stories. If we started right now, we could do the whole day on our
sweet Jesus
animal stories.
That
but instead, we put them on a nice little wheel, and we spin it, and then we figure out what it's going to be, all right?
Uh-huh.
So the first one is Cook, the ticklish penguin.
Cook the ticklish penguin.
Cookie, I'm sorry.
Cookie. That sounds cute.
Cookie. Well, in that case, then, by all means, call away. Call Cookie.
It's the...
What's the best case scenario there when you talk to the penguin who's ticklish? Best case scenario.
He laughs.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. That's what I'm saying this whole bit is
all right,
based
but,
around.
Okay, so there's not much there. What about the Finnish Hitler mocking dog?
That's the whole story right there
in
the title.
That's pretty strong.
That's a dog who mocks Hitler. All you need to know.
The dog that took down Bin Laden?
Uh-huh.
Got that one? We have the sword-winged ancient ninja bird.
Okay.
Which I'm relatively sure we already did.
Oh, Jesus.
And we have the sad...
You're actually making me miss Bean. I didn't think that was possible.
And we have the sad wombat that needs hugs.
Aww.
See, Lisa?
Yeah.
Is his name Dave? Dave the sad wombat.
So let's do the wheel of bad animal voices.
Next time for the wheel of bad animal voices. It's gonna land.
Don't know.
It's gonna be pretty bad. But Kevin and me don't care, so we'll do it anyway.
It's time for the Wheel of Bad Animal Voices.
By the way, some of Omar's best work. Really, that's a
great
scene.
Think so, too.
Yeah.
Right, and he gave work to the Cherry Poppin' Daddies, too, when they needed it. So.
It's good to
everybody
see them
won.
Employed.
Everybody won.
All right, let's spin the wheel and see what it lands on. Here we go. Oh, that was a good spin. I feel good about that one.
I do, too.
It's the dog that took down Bin Laden.
Yeah. How timely. What a coincidence.
What are the chances?
I choose not to participate, however.
This is the part that's always the best, though.
I am leaving.
Come on, Ralph. Oh,
no.
Come back.
You're here for the setup for the joke, but not the punchline. Oh, man, he's frustrating.
He's so grumpy.
It's now coming out. A lot more details are coming out about the attack. There were 80 Navy SEALs that were deployed to take down Bin Laden. They practiced, you know, on a compound that was exactly like his to land and all that kind of stuff. And apparently they had a dog, a Navy SEAL dog, that's known mostly for bomb sniffing. But the dog was strapped to a Navy SEAL and rappelled out of the helicopter down into the compound and then helped track Bin Laden.
That's cool.
How great is that?
That makes perfect sense.
Because what pets do.
Yeah.
So apparently they actually have dogs that are Navy SEAL dogs. Weird, right?
I love that.
You would never think that would be the case, but we should track down the dog. I believe producer Alex has somebody on the line from the military that we could find out. Maybe it's the Navy SEALs that we're calling. Hello? Hello? The dog answers the phone, too. That's even more impressive.
That is cool.
Good morning. How are you doing today?
We're good. How are you? Now, in the report, it says the government will not tell us whether it's a Belgian Malinois.
That's right.
Or a German Shepherd.
Yeah, my identity can't be revealed as a member of the team.
But...
Put my family at risk.
I know that's true of humans.
I don't want to put my bitch at risk. So I must carry on in secrecy.
I know that it's true of humans. I didn't realize it was true of dogs.
All right, I'm a soldier too, okay?
Well, yeah, I know. You're a Navy SEAL dog.
That's right.
Right. Okay, so what's going on in the background there? Are you training?
We're training.
Okay.
Trying to train to pick out terrorists.
And how do you do that? What's the training
like? They teach me to smell terrorists.
Right.
They all smell the same.
Which is not... hard to do, by the way.
Right? What is that smell?
Oh, it's like ass and an old towel and couscous mixed with a little hummus.
Wow, really?
Yeah.
Hummus, wow. That's...
And a little Drakkar Noir cologne. Those scents mixed together.
I see.
And I can smell it up to 2 miles away.
2 miles? Wow.
Well, hell, anybody can smell it up to 2 miles away, really. Woo! They do not smell good. That's what I'm saying.
Now, it sounds like are there a bunch of people training there? Or are those all dogs
training?
Not just
people. Navy SEALs, my friend.
No, I know they're Navy SEALs.
Yeah, okay then.
I didn't know if this was...
You watch your mouth.
I'm sorry. I didn't know if this was an all-pet training facility.
Yes,
or
it's an all-pet training facility.
I don't know.
We've got ninja cats. We've got secret agent hamsters over here. It's all pets, just working out of the pet training camp.
I thought maybe it was just...
No, it's soldiers.
Caesar Milan over there trying to get you
soldiers
guys...
Soldiers and me.
All right.
Yeah.
You're the only one?
No, there's a couple other dogs here. But frankly, they're all pussies.
Now
I'm the best.
Is that right?
That's why they strapped a Navy SEAL to me and sent me out of a helicopter.
Yeah, it's funny. They said in the story that they strapped you to a Navy SEAL.
Wrong, sir.
That's what it says.
They
New York
strapped
Times.
A Navy SEAL to me.
New York Times said.
I am leading this mission.
I see.
And I was the one who took out Obama.
You took out Obama. Okay.
Yes. Right, I said, I am smelling weak old salmon in a beard. And that's how I knew it was him. I picked him out. Boom! Double tap! I pulled the trigger.
Now, wait. You can't double tap. You don't have a gun. There you go.
Come on down for a gun.
Tell Warren to be a little more on it, would you?
Didn't bother you that I don't have opposing thumbs and couldn't pull the trigger. That I didn't have a gun. That's what's
Well,
free,
I
huh?
think it's all part of the whole thing.
It is all part of the whole thing.
That's what
whatever
I'm
that means.
Now, according to the article again, in the New
go
York
back
Times.
To the article.
In the New York Times, it does say that some Navy SEAL dogs are fitted with titanium teeth.
That's right.
At $2,000 a piece. So that you can grab onto anything and never let go.
Armor-piercing teeth.
Do you have armor-piercing teeth?
No, I just have a cap.
Just a cap.
I've got a bad tooth in the back. They just put a crown on it.
That's it?
Yeah.
You don't feel a little ripped off by that?
I do feel a little ripped
you
off,
do.
Actually. But yeah. they told me they're going to get me some veneers.
Okay.
Which is nice, because my grill's all honked up. That way I can attract the ladies.
Isn't being a Navy SEAL dog enough to attract the ladies?
I can't talk about that. I can't go to bar and say, oh, hello there, bitch.
Oh,
I'm a Navy SEAL dog.
That's true.
I have to lay low. I have to be on the down low, so I have to just depend on my good looks.
I see.
Yeah.
You're a pretty good-looking dog.
Thank you very much. I appreciate that.
To be honest, the picture makes you look pretty good.
I'm losing my hair on the top, though. I'm going to get a fur toupee.
A fur toupee.
Yeah. Speaking of which, do you have a woman there? I can smell her about 2 miles away.
Oh, come on. This is the Kevin and Bean Show, and it's time to give away tickets to L.A. Rising, which is a fantastic concert. We announced, was it just yesterday we announced?
Just yesterday.
How about that? It is Rage Against the Machine, Muse, and Rise Against. And it's Saturday, July 30th at the Coliseum in Los Angeles. And you can buy your tickets Friday at 10, or you can win your tickets right now with the title fight.
Presenting Kevin and Bean's title fight. Two people enter the ring. Only one leaves with the tickets. Let's get ready to go to a concert.
All right, Rob, why don't you explain the title fight to people who have never heard it?
The title fight is, what tickets are we using? What titles are we using? Rage and?
Muse.
Okay, so we've got song titles by Rage Against the Machine and Muse. Both Lisa and Dave have a list of those titles. For their contestants, they will try to describe those titles without using any words in the titles themselves by giving the contestant clues. All right, there's seven of them. Whoever gets the most out of seven will be the winner for the ticket.
I have four and a tiebreaker.
There are four of them. And then whoever gets the most out of four.
Really, four is all we have? That's all we put. But I would like to suggest to both of you that are giving the clues, if you get through your four, go to the tiebreaker and try to get five. I mean,
but then what if we both do that?
Then we flip a coin. It's just bad news. It's bad news for the winners.
That's a bad idea.
Well,
we should have discussed this before we went on the air.
Never do that.
Yeah. So no. It's going to be Dave versus Lisa. I'm pulling myself out of the competition this time around.
You should.
Because I just want to watch them
play.
You're
like the LeBron of this game.
I'm like the Mayweather, like Floyd Mayweather. I'm just going to wait till I find a really good opponent before I get back in the ring. I'll let these guys battle
duck
it out.
Everybody. All right, let's say hi to Andrea. Hi, Andrea.
Hi.
Hi, Andrea.
Andrea is one of our contestants.
I don't want her.
Based on what?
It's up to her.
Maybe she doesn't want you.
Women are traditionally better players at this game than the men are.
Not Andrea.
All right, we have George. George, are you there?
Yes.
That's what I'm talking about. What's up, George?
Yeah. Good.
It's Andrea's choice since we went to her first.
Yeah,
so
she gets to choose who she plays with.
She can choose Dave or she can choose Lisa.
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 Good choice.
Probably a good choice.
And George, you'll be playing with Dave.
All right, Lisa.
Yes.
Are you ready?
Yes.
All right.
Can I open?
Yeah, you're going to be giving Muse titles. These are Muse song titles. Ready?
Yeah.
Go.
All right, this is when you are in a panic. You are just losing your mind about something.
Sorry, go.
This is when you're in a panic. You're just losing your mind about something. You're like ripping your hair out. You can't believe it. Okay, let's go to the next one.
Oh, God.
All right, this is when a group of people go against their government, a whole mass of them. We call that a...
Oh, my Lord, I can't even
think. These are Muse song titles.
All right, let's just keep going. King Arthur, they had a round table. What are these people called? Back in the Dark Ages?
Knights.
Okay. What?
Say it again.
Knights.
Knights, I think she said.
Did you
she
say knights or lights?
Either way. It doesn't matter.
The song title was Knights of Sidonia.
What was the first one?
Well, the second one was Uprising.
And the first was Hysteria.
First was Hysteria.
Okay.
I made the right choice.
She was
right?
Nervous.
So Dave made zero. Zero out of four.
Go on, try it.
Is that the first time where if we get one in any point, he wins?
I don't remember a zero before.
That's pretty strong.
That is pretty strong.
All right, George.
Yeah.
If you lose.
Let's go, George.
You're the worst contestant we've ever had.
You just have to get one
really
right,
lose.
George.
He could just tie.
You know what? If he ties, they're neither of them
gets tickets.
I agree.
We'll figure out another way to give them away. All right. Dave, are you ready?
Of course.
George, are you ready? These are Rage Against the Machine titles.
Okay.
Here you go.
All right. When someone gets called to court, they have to what?
When someone what?
Gets called into court. If you're a witness, you have to?
Testify.
That's right.
There you go. There you go.
That's one.
How did you do it?
That's enough.
Sorry, Andrea.
You got one.
Congratulations, George.
Andrea, please hang up on yourself.
Oh, bye. I feel bad for Andrea.
I made the right call.
She was nervous.
Yeah. She was.
She got none. She got zero, though.
Blink.
Yeah. I mean, there's nervous, and then there's zero.
Yeah.
Come on. And maybe she didn't know the songs, though.
That's possible.
That's what I'm thinking. She wasn't that aware of Muse songs. So if that's the case,
then
really,
it's impossible.
Maybe she knew how awesome I was, and she just was scared.
Yeah, because you got one.
Watch.
You did well at one, Dave.
All right, George, congratulations.
I feel terrible.
Thank you. You got tickets for LA Rising. It is Saturday, July 30th. It's Rage Against the Machine, Muse, and Rise Against. And thanks for playing.
Oh, my God.
I don't know, but thanks for playing. Just a couple of minutes, we're going to have Kristen Wiig on the show here on the Kevin and Bean Show. Kristen Wiig, of course, the star of Saturday Night Live. Lorne Michaels called her one of the best four performers ever to be on that show.
What?
That is some high praise from a guy who has seen the likes of John Belushi, Dan Aykroyd,
wow,
Mike Myers, Dana Carvey. He puts her right in the top four.
But is his top four like my top four movies, which is basically the last four good ones I've seen?
No, I think Lorne Michaels has a better memory than you and a wider reaching grasp of things.
All right.
I'm just guessing.
Checking. I'm just checking.
He could be the Kevin of television for all we know, but I'm guessing that's not the case. Kristen and I starred in a TV show many years ago called The Joe Schmo Show.
Love that show.
And the Joe Schmo Show was a parody of reality television back when you could actually parody reality television, before reality television became its own parody.
Yeah, it's impossible to parody now because they go so far.
And for those who haven't seen it, the premise was we found a guy who wanted to be on reality TV, and we told him he was going to be on a Big Brother Survivor type show where a bunch of different people were going to live in a mansion. And they'd go through a series of challenges, and then one would be voted out at the end of each episode. And so the premise was this guy thought he was going to be in a house with a bunch of other real people.
All contestants.
But what the producers did was they cast improv actors as the real people, as the other contestants in the house. And we had a storyline and a script, and we played it out basically for this one guy. And so Kristen Wiig played Dr. Pat on the show, who was a therapist who really needed more therapy than anybody else. And we did the show. We shot it over about 2 weeks for this guy, Matt Kennedy Gould, who was a sweet guy, but we really pulled it over on him. And everybody was so funny. The cast was so talented. I was the host of the show, and we had David Hornsby and Lance Crawl, a lot of really talented people on the show.
Cast really held you up. I mean, I think
very
they really,
much so.
On
they
shoulders.
Did the heavy lifting. Yeah. I would show up and throw a plate into a fireplace every once in a while, and that was about it. But I remember when we were on that show, everybody to a person, the entire cast, we would talk about what was going on. We said, Kristen Wiig, this Kristen Wiig chick, she is going to be a star.
So you discovered her is what you're
Not
saying.
Not at all. But no. I'm saying even then we knew that she was so amazingly talented, such a great actress, and so very, very funny that we would be surprised if big things didn't happen for her. And now look. Saturday Night Live, and now she's got a new movie called Bridesmaids coming out this weekend. How about that?
And she's on the phone. Hey, Kristen.
Hi. How are you? Is that my buddy, Ralph?
It is. Hi, Kristen.
Hi. I heard you talking at the end about Joe Schmo, and I have to say my favorite part was just the first episode when you arrived on a horse.
I did. I did show up on horseback.
On a horse.
Yeah.
I forgot about that. Don't you remember The Falcon Has Spoken, though?
No, that was the second one.
Oh, that was the second one.
Yeah. Kristen just did the first
one.
Okay,
I'm sorry.
We did the plates.
We threw plates, yeah. And I just remember Kristen having to take this guy on, this guy Matt, in a sumo wrestling costume.
Oh, yeah, remember that? And I got hurt.
Yeah, and he knocked her on her ass so hard. He was so serious about the competition that she smacked her head into the ground and had to be taken to the hospital.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, and I remember I tried to stay in character, and I think I said something like, oh, my stars.
You did.
Oh, my stars.
Even as she was getting a concussion, she was staying in character as they took her to the hospital.
That's impressive.
I didn't want to ruin it for everybody.
No, you didn't.
Ralph told us before you came on that Lorne Michaels named you one of the four funniest people that have ever been on Saturday Night Live. Is that true?
Is it true?
Yeah, I mean, no, I'm saying, did he say that?
I think he said
that's
it in an
crazy.
Article.
Crazy.
He did. He said you were one of the most talented people to ever be on that show.
That's extremely nice.
But you are the breakout star of Saturday Night Live. How amazing is that?
I don't know. It's great. I'm actually sitting in my office right now in 30 Rock.
Yeah.
I'm so lucky. It's like the best job in the world. It's not even like work half the time.
And now you got the movie coming out. Bridesmaids looks so funny, Kristen.
Thanks. I'm so excited. I'm very excited. There's so many there's so many funny people in the movie that maybe you haven't seen before, which really excites me.
Now, you play the bride or the bridesmaid?
No, I play the maid of honor, and okay. Maya Rudolph plays the bride.
Oh, okay.
Another Saturday Night Live alum. And you've got Ellie Kemper in the cast, who is, for those who don't know, Erin, the receptionist on The Office.
She's very,
love her.
Very funny in this movie. Yes, she's amazing. I love Ellie.
How fun for all you guys to be in a cast of predominantly all women. I mean, you don't see a lot of comedies with that much female presence in it.
I know. I mean, that was one of the first things we thought of when Annie, my writing partner, and I were thinking of ideas. We definitely wanted to have it, you know, to have a lot of women in it. Just because we know a lot of funny women from The Groundlings, and, you know, it's not that common, unfortunately.
You kind of limited it to women with the title Bridesmaids, too.
Well, I mean,
I mean, that is what you need is women if they're going to be bridesmaids.
They probably wrote the story first and before they came up with the title. That's what I'm guessing.
Right, I don't know.
Yeah.
Right.
If it's a good romantic comedy, then guys will go see it too.
Oh, I agree.
They'll go with their girlfriends.
Definitely not. It's not a chick flick, and we didn't write it for an audience strictly. You know, it's not just for women. A lot of guys are enjoying it. It's really just a comedy.
This is the perfect movie for guys too, by the way, because women are always trying to take them to see bad movies. But in this one, you go, yeah, you pick. I'll go, oh, sure, Bridesmaids, yeah, that's great. You go, and then you get points for letting them pick.
Exactly.
And you still like it. Now, you were a writer and a co-producer?
Yes. Yes.
Well, is there nothing you don't do? Are you the
cameraman? Why didn't you direct it, too, while you're at it?
Yeah.
Paul Feig, amazing director. I would love to direct someday, but I could never do my first thing. That would be too scary.
You know, my wife, she's dying to see this movie. We're talking about it. And I think it's going to ring a bell for a lot of women in the audience because there are so many bridesmaid horror stories. You always hear girls who are involved in wedding stuff that had these horrible stories. And this looks like it plays off of all of those.
Yeah, it does. I mean, it's nice to be asked to be in a wedding, but sometimes it's a huge pain in the ass.
almost to a woman, everyone that I've talked to with the bridesmaids' dresses hate them.
Yeah.
I mean, they're always, always bad, and the bridesmaids hate them.
I know. It's hard to pick something that fits everyone's body type. And, you know, a lot of people now just pick a color and say, like, go get a black dress or something, which I think is very smart.
Oh, and then they just sort of let you pick whatever you want to pick.
Yeah.
So Annie in the movie, she's tapped as the maid of honor, but her life's pretty much a mess in and of herself, and she's got to try to navigate that while also trying to put on the best wedding ever for her best friend, right?
Yes, and a huge part of being in a wedding, there's a big financial obligation. It's expensive because there's the dresses, and you got to chip in for the shower and the
don't get me started.
It's like,
and you still have to give them a gift.
Don't get me started,
which is ridiculous.
The wedding industry has figured out that this is the woman's big day. Could just destroy you forever.
I know, they rip you off.
Yes, they do. Like, they know that there's nothing that you're going to be denied, so you might as well just get it. And then they go, oh, well, that was going to be $1. Now it's going to be $200.
Exactly.
Congratulations.
And there's so many more things now that have become, like, things that you think you need, like where you have to have a little gift on the table.
Right.
On the plate when you sit down and, like, color-coordinated M&Ms, and I don't know. It's a lot.
Wait, they have color-coordinated M&Ms?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, you can buy M&Ms, like, every color, and people, you know.
Wow, I didn't know it had gotten that extreme.
Yeah.
Wow.
The movie also stars Rose Byrne from Damages, who was so amazing in that show.
Yes, and I don't know if you saw her in Get Him to the Greek, but she's so funny. And, you know, she's a beautiful lady.
Melissa McCarthy also stars. Very funny.
Yeah, I really like her, too.
Yeah, from Mike and Molly. She's she's on fire in this movie.
Are these women?
She's literally on fire?
I don't think so.
Oh, yeah, things happen. Entire movie. Flames around her.
Nobody can put her out for a whole movie.
Did you cast this with all a funny lady you had known before, Kristen? Are there some people you hadn't worked with before in this?
The only people I hadn't worked with were Rose and Ellie. But Wendy and Melissa, I knew from The Groundlings for many, many years, and Maya from SNL, yeah.
Did they have to all have kind of an improv background, or no?
I mean, they just happened to, and when we did the auditions, we did a lot of improvising, and we did, like, you know, 2 weeks of rehearsal, I think, improvising, and just trying to figure out the characters and stuff, which was really, really fun.
As a writer, were you sort of protective of your script on the set, or did you let some of the girls just go off when you were filming and come up with stuff on their own?
Yeah, we were not protective at all. I mean, we shot it every which way, which is one of the great reasons, one of the great things about working with Judd Apatow and Paul Feig, the directors. They were just like, we'll shoot the script, we'll tweak it a little, they'll do their version, wild card, improvise, whatever, and just kind of the funniest thing won.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah, so
you're not out there with a bullhorn going, that's not how I wrote it.
I was like, be, not am. no, not at all.
Well, it looks good. It's called Bridesmaids, and it opens this Friday. And Kristen Wiig, thank you very much for joining us on the Kevin and Bean Show. We appreciate your time.
Thank you so much. And Ralph, I miss you.
I miss you too, darling.
Talk to you soon. This is the Kevin and Bean Show. Ralph Garman is here with another look at the showbiz beat. What's going on, Ralph?
Well, it's Tuesday. That means new DVDs and videos are out today, and here's what you can pick up on a DVD for TV or regular movies or even a new CD if you want some new music. For example, Matthew Morrison, who plays Mr. Schuster on Glee. He's got his own album out today. You can pick that up.
The women love him.
I hope he sings Friday, what they're going to do on Glee this week.
They're not doing that.
Oh, yeah.
They're doing the song
it's
Friday?
Friday.
Oh, no.
Gotta get down on Friday.
Yeah.
Woo!
Is the guy with the mohawk going to sing it?
No,
be
it's
going to
be Cord Overstreet and Wheels of Steels. Apparently, they sing it together.
It's Friday.
Yeah. That's right.
You think they're going to do their version of her voice?
No,
which is really
no one can replicate that voice.
Party and.
You have to pack your nose full of some cement or something to get that lovely sound. Turtleneck and Chain by The Lonely Island, the album that Kevin was downloading this morning that made him late for the show.
I was a little late, yeah.
So we had that going.
Took a while. There are some songs that have been released on there, but they also have some new ones too. So
Simple Math by Manchester Orchestra also has a new CD today on DVD. Justin Bieber's Never Say Never. You can finally see the Beeb movie.
Oh, that's so great. I cannot see it now.
I'm a Bieber. I'm a Belieber. I like that film. He's a very talented young man.
It should come in the mail today.
I already have it. Oh, I saw it. I had it beamed into my head.
No Strings Attached, starring Natalie Portman and Ashton Kutcher. My wife dragged me to this thing.
Yeah?
Yeah.
But it has Natalie Portman in it.
Stay away. Stay away.
It has Natalie Portman in it.
There's a lot of movies with Natalie Portman in it.
Yeah.
A lot of movies you can see with her in it.
She just wants to have sex with No Strings Attached. I mean,
Blue Valentine, starring Michelle Williams and Ryan Gosling. That's a disturbing film. You can check that out. The Hit List, starring Cuba Gooding Jr. and Cole Hauser. And Almighty Thor comes out today on DVD.
What?
Yeah, don't be fooled. It's Almighty Thor. It's not Thor. It's Almighty Thor. This is the Sci-Fi Channel's version of the story of the Norse god Thor.
Is it a movie or a series? Or
it's
what?
A movie. Oh, okay. Yeah. But this was just was made this year. In hopes of cashing in on the Thor craze.
Ah.
Here's the thing. Thor is a mythical character. No one invented Thor. No one has the copyright to Thor. You'd be like doing a movie about Zeus or a movie about God or, you
but
know.
Stan Lee was all over that.
He made the comic book out of it.
Oh, I see. Okay.
But Thor existed in Norse mythology.
I see.
For hundreds and hundreds of years before they ever got to making a comic book out of it. So I guess that character's up for grabs. And so they made their version of Thor, which is very different than the one you see in the movie theaters. But you can check that out if you're so inclined. Also on Blu-ray today, Ernest Goes to Camp, Ernest Goes to Jail, and Ernest Scared Stupid. The Ernest trilogy is available on Blu-ray. Well, finally, you can see the Ernest movies the way they were meant to be seen.
Cashing in on the white hot momentum.
High quality version of the Ernest movies.
Wow.
Pick that up today. Michael Stipe, frontman for REM, gave an interview to, coincidentally, Interview Magazine, saying he tried to save Kurt Cobain's life. Well done, Michael.
Epic fail. Maybe don't tell anyone that story.
He sent Kurt a plane ticket in Seattle and sent a driver to take him to the airport. He wanted him to come stay with him because he could tell he was in a bad way. Kurt apparently nailed the ticket to the wall in his bedroom and then made the driver wait outside for 10 hours, refusing to leave his house.
Hmm.
Never got on that flight to go see Michael to try to deal with his demons. And the rest, as we know, did not go so well.
By the way, not to be insensitive or anything, but is spending time with Michael Stipe, is that what you need to bring you back?
He is a laugh riot, I'll have you know.
Is he a party?
He will cheer you up, and then next thing you know, boom.
Out of all the people in the world, he's the wrong guy.
Today's celebrity birthdays. Bono of U2 is 51 years old today. Eric Palladino, very talented actor, turns 43. Richard Patrick of Filter is 43 as well. Odette Yustman is 26 years old. Lauren Potter, speaking of Glee, she is 21. Kenan Thompson from Saturday Night Live is 33. And Young MC is 44 years old today. Young MC. Oh, never mind, Muggs.
Got it.
Oh, never mind.
What are you doing?
I thought we were talking about having that song.
Next day's function, high class luncheon. Food is served in your Stone Cold Munchin.
Stone Cold Munchin.
People start to dance, but then you ate so much you nearly split your pants.
Yeah, you need to be very careful to avoid the lyrics in this song because they're a deal breaker.
I'm going
to
print them out, and the next hour we're going to break down some of the rhymes Young MC came up with. Stone Cold Munchin. You're at a luncheon.
Guy start gawking, sits down next to you and starts talking. Says she wanna dance cause she likes to groove. So come on, fatso, and just bust the move.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
What are you doing?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Just bust the move.
That's not, you can't do that.
Oh, I'm gonna remix. Remix. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz.
This is the Kevin and Bean Show, and we have comedian Brad Williams coming in very soon. Mm-hmm. And right now we are going to talk about a new book. I guess you guys had the author on last week, Tales of Romantic Dead Ends. It was over when?
It was over when. And there's always a moment in every relationship where you can point to and say, oh, that was it. That was the straw that broke the camel's back. That's when I knew that this thing wasn't going to work out because he or she did fill in the blank.
There are two things that are funny about this. One is that most of them are on the first or second date. It's like that you know right away. Like, for example, this one. On our first date, in the middle of the dance floor, he licked my face, full tongue, from my chin to my ear.
Gross.
Right. That was her first date, so there wasn't a second.
Yeah. Good choice.
It's not always first or second dates, though. Sometimes it's 6 months in, sometimes it's 2 years in.
But
where you finally get enough of a buildup that there's one element that's missing, and then when that thing happens, you know that that's the high sign.
And there's also, the other funny thing about this is that there's also the amount of time, and in this book there's a follow-up of what, you know, how long it lasted, the amount of time that you stayed with a person after you know that moment. It's over. There's no question in my mind. We dated for 2 more years. You know what I mean?
It's so funny.
Why would you do that?
Here's a woman who writes, I caught him masturbating to pictures of his ex-wife.
Oh!
They had been divorced for over 6 years, and she was remarried.
Whoa.
And then in the aftermath section, he goes, he wouldn't get rid of them, so I left. So this person lost a long-term relationship over this stuff.
He had two life-size mannequins in his living room. A man and a woman. They were dressed in the exact outfits his parents were married in.
Oh, my God.
I thought maybe his parents had passed away, and he was just remembering or honoring them in some way. They're still alive. His parents are still alive.
That's bizarre.
So it says that was date number one. He didn't get date number two.
Yeah.
She wanted me to dress up in her father's uniform and punish her for getting a C on her report card. too creepy for this dude before he left. This book is compiled from stories that were sent to the author at his website, itwasoverwhen.com. People have just been donating their stories, and he's compiled them all and put them in a book. So we thought it would be excellent to open up the phone lines here on the Kevin and Bean Show and let you listeners call in and tell us what was your it-was-over-when moment when you were in a relationship with someone, they did something, and you knew at that moment that it was not going to work out. There's no way you could stay.
It's not always this black and white. A lot of times there's, oh, I don't know what to do. I don't know what I should do. But there is a moment sometimes where you just go, wow, that's it. Like, for example, he threw the Scrabble game board across the room, tiles flying everywhere, because I played a word where he was planning to play his cue word. Maybe that's a little highlight, a little glimpse into this guy's problems.
He informed me on our first date that he would be a millionaire someday and I should get in on the ground floor. I laughed. He wasn't joking. That's a bad thing.
She said, you remind me of the fourth of my five fathers.
Yeah.
That's not what you're really...
We had been dating for a year and a half and he gave me $20 and a card for Christmas. That's a bad sign. You don't want to stick
probably
around.
Probably Christmas and Valentine's Day, I would imagine. Birthdays, I imagine.
Gifts are a good indicator. After a 4-year relationship, he gave me a toilet seat for my birthday present. He said, I knew you needed one and I couldn't think of what else to get you, and he didn't even wrap it.
I kept a gun for self-defense because we lived in a shady neighborhood. This is a woman. One day, he asked to borrow it, and I asked why, and he said, to kill my ex-wife. Now,
yeah, no.
You would guess that guy's joking, but I'm guessing he wasn't. So she
why
said,
why take the chance?
I'm out. Thank
exactly.
you.
Exactly.
He made me change my Facebook profile picture because the one I had up wasn't hot enough, he said. And he wanted his friends to see how hot I was. Oh, come on.
Can you put one up where you're less fat?
It's a lot of guys in this book are doing the damage, sadly.
It really is almost all guys.
Yeah.
Unfortunately.
Women are better behaved.
All right, let's talk to Greg, though. He's got a story about a woman, I believe. Hi, Greg.
What's happening, guys? How you doing?
Hi.
It was over when?
It was about February. I actually picked her up from jail. She got arrested for some car things that she didn't take care of.
Wait, that's
that
not
wasn't it, though.
That's not the end of the story?
No. That was definitely not the end of the story.
You picked her up from jail.
Yeah, I picked her up from jail. Later on, I looked in her cell phone.
Mm-hmm.
And I guess the day that she got arrested, she went into the bathroom at work and made a video of herself pleasuring herself.
Sweet.
And then emailed it to another.
To another what?
Another guy.
Another guy.
Oh, not so sweet.
Not as sweet.
No.
Not as sweet.
That wasn't for you. That wasn't meant for you. That was meant for someone else.
Exactly.
Maybe it was a mistake. Maybe she sent it to the wrong guy. And her face was red. Oh, I'm so embarrassed.
The smiley face on the subject line plus the guy's name.
Yeah.
Nice try, Kevin.
Hey, Chet, enjoy this. Hey, my name's Greg.
And yet he wasn't there picking her up from the Gray Bar Hotel, was he?
Nope.
No. So how long were you with her, honestly, after that?
Less than a week.
But still 6 days.
6 days because she was living with me and I had to kick her out.
Oh man.
All right, well, you sound like a good guy.
6 days isn't bad if they were living together.
Oh, yeah, I'm not going to deal with that. Hell no.
All right. Thank you, Greg. We appreciate the call. I wasn't expecting that. I was expecting went to prison, picked her up.
Good times.
By the way, here's a tip. Don't check their phone. Just don't.
Yeah, you won't find anything really that you want to know.
Just don't check the phone. That's it. That's their phone. Let them have the phone. You don't need to be
checking.
Don't
go on their computer, too, while we're talking about it. Don't go through their emails. You're just asking for it.
You really are begging for heartbreak.
It's not always a big deal, though. It's not always jail and pornographic videos. Sometimes it could be even the smallest thing can break up a couple.
Robert?
Robert, for example.
Hi, Kevin.
Hi there.
Ralph, Lisa May.
Hello.
Robert, you knew it was over when?
When she told me she didn't like peanut butter.
Oh, man.
Oh, come on.
I was making a sandwich for lunch and just telling her I like peanut butter. And she's like, oh, I hate peanut butter. I can't stand it. I'm like... What?
Goodbye.
I do not like peanut butter.
Yeah, I'm guessing there were a lot of other problems with her.
Yeah.
There's no way you were in, bliss. You were in heaven, and then she didn't like peanut butter, and you cut her loose.
And then, like, a month later, she told me she didn't like bacon. I'm like, all right.
Oh, that's it, though. If they don't like bacon, it's over.
That's a deal breaker. Right?
Two major
deal breaker.
Food groups.
Some people have high standards.
You have to draw a line in the sand someplace, and it's just above bacon. All right, let's go to Sean. The number's 1-800-520-1067. Hi, Sean.
Hi, guys. Hi, Lisa May.
Hi.
You knew it was over when?
She had hairy nipples.
Oh.
Yeah. Now, did you think about just bringing it up? I don't know how you would do that, but...
Well, you just...
Hey, you know that hair on your nipples?
Bring some hot wax into the bedroom. She goes, oh, you're going to get kinky. It's like, I'm going to tie you up, baby, and then... I'll just do some deforestation right there.
Do you do it down there, too?
Oh, hell, why you got her? Just strip her naked.
Go Brazilian?
That's right.
No, there was, I saw it, and I was a little wigged out by it. What was I going to do,
Well, look, it's not a pretty sight.
One more time. Though.
You did go back.
Oh, that was big of you, Sean.
She must have been hot.
I had to go check.
You mean you had to go check and see if it was still that way?
Yeah, well, you never know.
Yeah.
Because
maybe she cleaned up her act.
Yeah.
Did you drop hints while you were there the first time? Wow, sure there's a lot of hair here where most women don't have it. Anything like that?
No. Why should you have to drop hints, though? A woman has to know if she's got hairy nipples or not, right?
You have to know. You have to be responsible for your own maintenance.
Exactly.
I agree. And that's a place where maintenance is pretty much a given, right? I mean, it's not that difficult.
She has to know she's got hairy nipples. Why isn't she taking care of that?
Because she's a hippie. That's why.
No, that's an indicator of a bigger problem. If she knows she's got hairy nipples and she's just rocking them that way, you were right, Sean. That was the right call.
Yeah.
Thank you, Ralph.
You're absolutely right. Yeah.
Thank you for calling. All right, 1-800-520-1067. You knew it was over when. We'll take your calls. This is the Kevin and Bean Show. More tickets for the L.A. Rising, which I'm having a lot of trouble with.
So far, so good.
Coming up very soon.
Who's in that?
Against the Machine.
Oh, Rage Against the Machine.
Muse.
Oh, Muse.
Rise Against. That can be confusing. Admit it.
Yes.
The book is It Was Over When, Tales of Romantic Dead Ends, and there are so many different ones in here. I mean, each single page has a different one. I got up to get my glass of water and came back into my bedroom to find my boyfriend on his knees, proceeding to teabag my sleeping friend.
Oh!
Says Holly.
Nice.
By the way, that guy wins.
It's kind of funny.
Yeah, come on now. You gonna break up with him just for that?
While saying our vows, my soon-to-be husband broke down in laughter. He couldn't, no matter how hard he tried, say the word fidelity.
Yeah, that was indicative of the fact they were divorced 5 years later. He was cheating.
My friends were going through the gay exotic massages and other sexual offers on Craigslist and laughing at how funny some of them sounded. They got to the one that had a familiar number. It was my boyfriend's number.
Ba-da-ba-ba-da-bop.
I don't think that's what you want as a girl.
So we thought we'd have you call in and give us your It Was Over When stories. 1-800-520-1067 is the number here on the Kevin and Bean Show.
All right. Let's start with Dennis, because musical taste can be a make or break it.
I agree.
Hey, Dennis.
Morning, guys. My name is Lisa May.
Hello.
I have a pretty ridiculous story, and it is just mind-blowing because I've never really been asked to tell anyone about it.
All right. What is it?
It was over when?
I was cruising with my girlfriend in the car, and we were scanning the radio stations, and she flipped onto a Creed song, and that was it.
How long did she stay on the Creed song? Just long enough to go, whoa, and hit to another station?
Just long enough for Scott Stapp to go through with arms wide open chorus, and that was that.
But wow. She told you she liked Creed.
She said, I love Creed.
Oh, yeah.
Said, no, you don't.
You can't spend any more time with someone like that.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was only 3 months, but that was...
Wait a minute. This was 3 months into the relationship, and Creed was the only thing that ended it, or you were already having your doubts?
Nah, I'm pretty vehemently against Creed.
I guess you are.
Creed is a symptom of a much deeper problem,
it
too.
Is, that's
so,
true.
I mean, Creed's one of those bands, if you know someone who likes Creed, you know a lot about them. Immediately.
Yeah, that's
it's like
true.
Someone who doesn't find The Simpsons funny to me. And say, oh, I don't get that show. Like, I know everything I need to know about you from that fact.
I'm done
Creed
with information
is very
about
indicative.
You.
Absolutely.
All right. Thank you for the call. Let's go to... I don't want to go to Jeff yet because that's too good. Let's go to Brad. Hang on, Jeff. Brad, hi.
Hey, what's up, man? Good morning, guys.
Good morning.
What did you notice? It was over when...
It was over in about 2 weeks. I introduced my friend to this girl I've been talking to. You know, one of those things that you don't notice until somebody points it out.
Right.
Well, he pointed it out. I asked him what he thought of her, and he's like, well, dude, she's not that hot. Have you seen her arms? They're super hairy. I was like, they're not that hairy. I don't know what you're talking about.
Oh, no, and then that's all you could see.
About a day later, and I noticed it, and... Maybe in hindsight it wasn't that bad, but to my mind, all I was thinking was, Chewbacca status, and it just completely ruined it for me.
Yeah.
It was kinda,
I'm sorry, can I hear your Chewbacca again, please? Can I hear your Chewbacca impression again, please?
Okay. And that's why she dropped him.
That's not.
Thank you. Say a through line today with the, no more hair calls for screeners. We got that. Guys don't like hairy women. We got that much. That's
bad
good.
Hair. All right, let's go to Andrew. Hi, Andrew.
Hi, how's it going? Hi, Lisa May.
Hi.
It was over when?
It was over about a month after dating when I found out that her favorite alcoholic drink was the Budweiser Clamato mix. So every time she wanted to kiss me, it tasted like I was like drinking a VA juice.
Ew. That's kind
of First
gross.
Of all, beer and Clamato is awesome.
It is pretty good.
Go to hell.
Time. Go to hell. You and he are never going to date.
Awesome drink. I don't want to necessarily kiss someone who's been drinking it, but it is a great cocktail. She had some good taste there.
Oh, that was nasty.
No, incorrect, right. Sir.
You didn't like it.
Dismissed.
Right. I got to tell you, I imagine, again, that all of these are at the end of, I'm not sure, this seems bad. You know what I mean? Like, it seems like there's a little more going on than just this one thing.
You say that,
except
but I think...
Except for the Creed guy.
No, I think there are certain things that when someone says, like in the book, it says a guy was dating a girl, she said, oh, I don't believe in evolution.
Right.
Okay, now you're out.
Dinosaurs are a myth. You know, that is that's not a buildup of of months of resentment. That is just some one thing that tells you something important about somebody.
Yeah,
it's all you need to know is that statement.
Yeah, that's true. There are certain things like that. Like for example, Jeff. Let's go to Jeff. Hey, Jeff.
Hey, boys and girls, how you doing?
Good.
Very good, thank you. You knew it was over when?
Well, I knew it was over after about 3 minutes into it.
3 minutes into the relationship.
Yeah, kind of. I had a really good friend of mine who was way hot, way out of my league, and I was friends with her for about a year and a half, and I always had a girlfriend. She usually had a boyfriend.
But you kept thinking, someday this is going to change. She's going to be available. I'm going to be a little bit available.
I played my cards for a year and a half.
Right.
Banking on that. That was my goal.
Right.
She was so hot.
Yeah.
And that one day we just happened, I didn't have a girlfriend, she didn't have a boyfriend, and we're at my apartment one night and had a few drinks.
Game on!
And it was on, and I went for it, and started going, you know, down south, and
right.
She had a pair of sweats on, and started tugging on the drawstring to her sweats. So I thought, and yeah, she had a wiener. It was a little.
She didn't have a wiener.
It was. I didn't look to see if there was any balls with it, but it was definitely.
Well,
a little.
Don't you want to follow up on that? Don't you want to say, hey, is
I
that?
I didn't want to follow up. I didn't want to follow down. I wanted out. I don't want to have to deal with something like that.
Oh, hold on. She was a transvestite or transsexual or what?
I don't know. Like I'm telling you, I didn't investigate. All I know is there was something there that shouldn't be there. And I didn't want to really figure it out.
I don't buy it. Not for a minute.
You don't buy it.
I don't buy it.
It's a true story.
Is he lying?
How do you not want to know what's going on there? How do you not find out exactly what's happening there
look,
with a girl that you've been obsessing about for years?
You could say to yourself, this might not be for me if it's what it looks like.
But I'm going to know what's going on.
I knew it wasn't for me. And if it is a guy, she could probably kick my ass. Or he could kick my ass. I don't know.
Liar!
It was not pretty, man.
All right. I don't know. No, I don't think I'd buy it. I think if you're infatuated for a year, you can go, okay, this is a deal breaker. It's over. But I need to find out what's happening.
I'm getting an ending to this story, that's for sure. Right. That's what I'm thinking.
And from Facebook, Tara wrote to us, when his phone called me while he was having sex with another woman.
Yeah!
She listened to it for 10 minutes? No. 15? Nope. 20? Nope. She listened to it for 40 minutes.
I couldn't hang up.
Well, who could?
I could not.
If you're hearing the person you're involved with banging someone else, you're staying
for
on the line.
40 minutes?
Well,
yes,
because then
Kevin?
You want to hear conversation after.
What are you going to do? Oh, I'm not interested anymore that the person I love is cheating on me, so I'm just going to hang up the phone? You want to hear every freaking detail.
You want to know why?
Especially put it back in their face when you talk to them the next time.
You want to know?
Oh, what about the time you said this then, and she made this noise?
You want to know why he only takes 3 minutes with her and 40 minutes on the phone?
There you go.
That's the Kevin and Bean Show, and you're listening on a good day. We're giving away tickets to LA Rising, which is Rage Against the Machine and Muse and Rise Against on the same bill.
That's
it's
amazing.
Like planets colliding. One of those bands is enough to go see. So we got those tickets coming up. First, though, let's talk about our new company policy. We got an email. Well, when I say email, I mean like a chain of emails.
Yeah.
Maybe 50 long, 50 back and forth to this person and that person. Apparently, we can no longer receive our work email. We can't get it forwarded to our cell phones because, I don't know, there's costs involved or something.
But they've been doing that all along.
Yes, all along, right. So now you're going to have to pay $48.
What?
If you want to get your email forwarded to your phone, because there's costs, Lisa.
Really?
It's a tough economy. You can't just expect them to send it.
Oh, my God.
But that's not the funny part. Well, that's part of the funny part. They also can turn you down. So what you have to do is you have to apply, and you have to say to them, do I have an important enough job that I need to get my email on my phone?
But you're already paying them.
No. If they say yes,
then you get to pay them.
Then you're allowed to pay them.
Come
right.
on.
You can't. They have to allow you to do it, and then you can pay $48, and then you can get your email on your phone.
Oh, that is mighty generous of them.
So that's a simple decision for me, which is F you.
Yeah, no kidding.
I'm not going to do it. But
if I don't get the emails, oh well.
Yeah, it's too bad. Sure wish I could, but I'm paying that $48 and going through some kind of weird process. I put up a post at kevinandbean.com. And you have to see some of the ways this place is falling apart. I mean, headphones,
chairs,
microphones, stuff we need. We tried to order pens. I found out yesterday we tried to order pens, and pens are not acceptable. Well, I'm not sure that that's true. The person who used to be able to order pens, and by the way, I could go get pens for $2 right now.
Yes.
But we had to go to a person who orders the pens, and then they would order the pens. That person has been shut down.
So now you can no longer go to that person to order pens.
You have to go to another person.
I don't know what the process is now. I know that, if we're looking to cut back, maybe some 750 people between me and a pen need to be cut out. What about that?
So, but it's a stalling process, Kevin.
It really is.
Eventually
That's all
we
it is.
Give up and go by pens.
We just give up. I mean, we've had chairs in here that literally have fallen apart, and they're just in the corner in pieces.
Yeah.
And we finally just take them out to the trash. We just go, this is embarrassing. How about some new chairs?
And then they come back.
Yeah, then they bring them back in. So anyway, we figured we would find out. We have Wesley Dodds, who apparently is the CBS financial consultant.
Okay, right to the top.
CBS is the wonderful company that we work for that has decided that we don't need microphones and or pens. Hello.
Yes, good morning. How are you, Kevin? I mean, it's a pleasure to talk to you.
How are you, Wesley?
I'm very well, thank you. I'm having you know I reversed the chargers on this call, so you're paying for it. Hope you don't mind me doing that.
Okay. Yes. So are you the guy that's... did you hear us talking while you were on hold?
I have, and they're all excellent cost-cutting measures that are saving the company hundreds of thousands of dollars.
Hundreds of thousands of dollars weekly.
Yes, because people like you, the pen wasters, as I like to call them,
right?
People who needlessly ask for things that are very expensive and you don't seem to care where they come from as long as someone else is paying for them. These are the types of expenses that can cripple a corporation.
But we just want, like, a Bic pen. You can get 25 of those for a couple of bucks.
Well, first we have to do some research. We have to get together a consultant group to take a look at your request and make sure that you actually need pens in your work.
You don't have to do any of that.
As far as I know, you don't write anything to be on the radio, and I'm not sure if you need anything to write with or on, for that matter. So we have a group.
Well.
We've got a committee that will form. We will pay them $500,000
okay.
Do some research into the particular needs of your pen and paper situation, and then we'll be able to actually decide whether we will pay for the pens and paper.
How crazy would it get if I just went to a Staples or someplace like that and just bought some pens?
Well, you can't operate outside the parameters of the financial institutions that we've set up inside the company.
But we don't have time for you to meet with a group and ask about paper and decide our pen future.
All right, well, we'll sell you a pen for $49.
Okay. All right.
I'll put that on your tab.
One pen.
It'll be a good one.
Okay.
I promise you that much.
All right, what about the email situation?
Yes.
The email situation is $48.
If we decide that you're the kind of person who actually needs email to be used for his job for CBS.
Okay. What kind of people work at CBS that couldn't use that? I mean, you got salespeople.
They can barely read, by the way.
Okay.
So I doubt they really need their emails. Most of them are just barely getting by. We have to draw them pictures.
Yeah.
Like, here's a burger. Go get an endorsement from a sandwich company.
You have all the management.
Oh, my goodness.
There's a lot of questions that they need to answer on a day-by-day. But you have promotions, a lot of questions.
Right.
Yes.
I mean, there's really nobody that doesn't need their work email on their phone.
You don't.
Well,
you don't answer your emails when we send them to you just anywhere. Your home, your phone.
That's true.
Skywriting. We send you Chinese fortune cookies with messages inside of them. Any way we can to relay information to you, and you continually ignore us.
My policy is to be unreachable, so I don't mind not paying the $48. But for everybody else,
we're going
to
charge you $48 because you don't read your emails. So that's on your tab.
Oh,
as well.
Boy.
But you can't charge me $48 for not reading my email.
Who paid for that microphone you're using right now, by the way?
Imagine you did.
Yeah.
All right, that's going on your tab.
No, I imagine you already bought
using?
It. What?
Headphones?
Yeah.
It's going on the tab. We'd also like you to ask you not to walk on the floor so much. You're really wearing out the carpet. That's very expensive.
Where are we supposed to walk?
That's not my problem. Well, I'm just telling you not on the floor any longer.
Okay.
Well,
what was that for? Why are you charging me something for that?
That was just a douchebag tax.
Come on. This is the Kevin and Bean Show. That's the brand new song from Incubus. The new album, If Not Now, When, is out July 12th. So looking forward to that. Good to have a new Incubus. Right now it is time for the Showbiz Beat. Ralph is here. What's going on, Ralph?
Before I get to Showbiz News, I'd like to give away some passes to the very special Kevin and Bean advance screening of Pirates of the Caribbean on Stranger Tides.
This looks good.
Oh, looks so good. Johnny Depp returns as Captain Jack Sparrow, Penelope Cruz, Jeffrey Rush, Ian McShane, Gemma Ward, Keith Richards, and many, many more. Movie opens everywhere in theaters Friday, May the 20th. You'll get to see it days before anybody else up there at Universal City Walk at the AMC Theater up there. IMAX 3D screening, by the way, screening is IMAX 3D.
I don't think I've ever seen
Bitches. But I don't want to give it just to anybody. I want to give it to somebody who's a real Disney fan. Because this movie, of course, the entire franchise, based on the wildly popular Pirates of the Caribbean attraction at Disneyland. Now, that attraction was the last attraction that was personally overseen by Walt Disney before he passed away. Opened a couple months after his death.
Okay.
In 1967 is when that ride opened. Can you believe it's been that long?
Wow.
Is that over 40 years, 45 years or so? All you need to know is, what is the actual name of the song that is played throughout the Pirates of the Caribbean ride? As you're going in your boat and you're going through the Pirates of the Caribbean, what is that song that plays?
It's a world of laughter, a different
attraction, different song.
Oh.
Just give me the title, the complete title, the entire title of the song that was written specifically for that ride and plays throughout the entire attraction. And you'll be the winner. 1-800-520-1067. First five callers to get through with the correct answer are going to win tickets to the Kevin and Bean advanced screening of Pirates of the Caribbean on Stranger Tides. Captain Jack looking for the Fountain of Youth in this one, by the way.
Don't care. Love it. No matter what.
I wish there was a Fountain of Youth. I would drink it.
All of it?
All of it. Go back to being like eight.
I wouldn't want to be eight again, because then I'd be throwing rocks at my neighbor, Robbie Joyner.
Yeah,
but maybe I could
true.
Have better aim.
Maybe you actually take him out.
Hit him.
Yeah. Wouldn't have to be so lame, you lop. Well, we're talking about 3D movies, just announced this week a rebooted 3D version of the Texas Chainsaw Massacre, one of the classic horror movies of all time. Finally, we get to see the flesh and blood flying off the chainsaw right into your laps in the theater. That's what we want.
Yeah.
That's a gruesome film. The first one was gruesome. The remake was even more so gruesome, and now they're rebooting it yet again, this time in 3D. Leatherface. Remember Leatherface?
Sure.
You know, I always thought, why do they name that guy Leatherface? And I realized he had a big mask made out of leather on his face.
Yeah.
Amy Winehouse may be settling down. Speaking of leather faces.
Yes. Oh, wait, no, who?
Amy Winehouse. Oh, yeah. Her biological clock is ticking, and she's decided it's time for her to become a mommy. She is talking about moving to the English countryside with her boyfriend, Reg Travis.
She can move fine. Let her move.
She says she envisions living in a big country home and practicing her homemaking skills by cooking up a storm for her family and kids. And just wants the simple country life. That's what Amy wants.
That's so not available to her.
I wonder if they have any cocaine farms out there in the country where she wants to move to.
She wants to move to Colombia.
She wants to stop by and borrow a cup of sugar from her neighbors, if you know what I mean. A little booger sugar, if you know what I'm saying.
Yes.
If you hear me loud and clear with what I'm talking about.
I think you're talking about cocaine.
No.
Oh.
You're wrong.
Sorry.
Liv Tyler is a big star in American Idol. He's rebooted his career by being a judge on that show.
Liv Tyler?
Did I say Liv?
Yes.
Steven Tyler is a big star on American Idol.
Very different person.
The reason I said Liv Tyler is because his daughter, Liv, is talking about the fact that Steven Tyler is, he's got a unique style of dress.
Yes, he
wears interesting clothing. You ever look at him and say, dude, looks like he's wearing woman's clothing? Well, it turns out Liv says he often raids her closet and finds things to wear.
From his daughter's closet.
Yes. When he needs something a little frilly, I guess. When he needs something to match the feathers in his hair and his bustier he's wearing, whatever. He goes into his daughter's closet and picks out something nice. And that dude does look like a lady.
See, because he's seeing this.
And he's dressed like a woman.
What?
He's a lady.
What a tie-in.
Despite his odd fashion choices, Liv says her father is a handsome, smart, and magical man.
Take it easy.
He's magical.
Magical.
He makes your clothes disappear. That's why he's magical.
I'd argue with handsome.
He's interestingly attractive, don't you think?
He's one of those guys in this world.
The ladies seem to dig him.
He's one of those guys in this world who could wear anything and no one would bat an eye.
No, he's outrageous. He's perfect. He's like a human Captain Jack Sparrow. He's like
really
a real-life
is.
Captain Jack. He just gets away with anything he wants. Speaking of which, let's see if we have a winner to my trivia question. I think Aaron is on line 5. Aaron was the first one to call in with the correct answer. Aaron?
Yes.
Are you a big fan of Pirates of the Caribbean, the attraction there at Disneyland?
I am.
What's the official full name of the song that plays throughout the ride?
I hope I got it right. I think it's Yo-Ho, A Pirate's Life for Me.
Yo-Ho, A Pirate's Life for Me. Absolutely correct. Congratulations.
So Yo-Ho would not have been accepted?
No, we need the full title.
Right. Yo-Ho, Yo-Ho, A Pirate's Life for Me. We're drinking,
What are those lyrics? Those are actual words. Congratulations, Aaron. Hold on. We're going to give you all the details, but you're going to see Pirates of the Caribbean on Stranger Tides before anybody else.
Way to go.
Also, congratulations to Diana and Shannon and Lauren and Julie. All chicks, by the way. How about that?
Chicks calling for Disneyland tickets. That's weird.
Not Disneyland tickets at all.
Oh.
Tickets to see a movie, Pirates of the Caribbean on Stranger Tides.
Oh, I thought they were showing it at Disneyland.
No, sir. It's going to be up at Universal Studios.
My bad. Back to you.
All right. Today's celebrity birthdays. Bono of U2 is 51 years old today. Eric Palladino, very talented actor. Most recently, I guess, ER. He had a recurring role on that show. He is 43. Richard Patrick of Filter is 43. You know, his brother, Robert Patrick, was the Terminator.
Is that really his brother?
Yeah.
No kidding.
43 years old today. Kenan Thompson of Saturday Night Live is 33. Odette Justman celebrates her 26th birthday. No bell for Odette, huh? Thank you so much.
Sorry.
Lauren Potter, she plays Becky on Glee. She's 21 years old today. And young MC is 44 years old. We don't have time to get into the lyrics of Bust a Move, but here's a little taste of Bust a Move.
A girl starts walking, guy starts gawking, sits down next to you and starts talking. Says she want to dance because she likes to groove. So come on, fatso, and just bust a move.
She starts walking, guy starts gawking.
That's true.
She starts talking.
Uh-huh.
Just bust a move.
That's my favorite part because he does nothing. It's just a girl going,
she sounds sexy, that girl.
She does.
Yeah. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz.
This is the Kevin and Bean Show, and we have Brad Williams in the studio with us. Hi, Brad.
Hi.
Brad Williams, everybody.
Yeah.
Funny man, Brad Williams.
I try.
I think your mic is on or pointed right or something.
Right there in my face, buddy. Right there, pointed at my face. Look, see? Right here it is.
Got
there's
it up
the mic.
As high as it
here's
goes,
my face.
Man.
What do you want from
That's
me?
That's all I said. Louder.
You want me to say in this?
Yeah, yeah. Start doing that. Brad, how are you?
I'm doing wonderful, and I'm amazed you didn't lead in with, we have a midget in our studios right now.
That was my next line.
Took everything in Kevin's power not to start off with that, Brad. Trust me.
We have
it's
a midget
miracle.
In our studios
well,
right
I
now.
Just feel like I have to bring it up, because if you know you can't tell on
Wait
the radio.
A minute, you're a midget?
I know!
I didn't know that when we booked you.
I'm shocked! Well, like, our listeners don't know. I can't come on. I don't
That's
sound
true.
Like a midget. I don't come on the radio. Hold
You should do that voice, and then people would know. We represent the lollipop
girls. Yeah, I just feel like I need to let your listeners know
sure.
about the magic that's going on in studio right now.
Now, you use the M word.
Why do you call it the M word?
Because we get so much flack for
it. Because we get into trouble when we use the full word.
Midget?
Yes.
M word?
Yes.
People get so mad
Little
when we say midget.
Little people of America
not
come
kidding.
At us in a very big way.
No, they don't do anything big. They don't do anything big.
As big a way as they can. Yeah.
No, it's funny you bring up Little People of America. They actually protested me.
They
really?
Protested you.
They protested me.
One of their own.
How
yeah.
tall are you?
I'm 4'4".
All right, you should be defended by them, no matter
right,
what.
Right, exactly. But I was doing a show, and there was 24 midgets out front of the show with picket signs. This happened in Detroit, Michigan, at a comedy club called Joey's Comedy Club.
Were the picket signs little?
Well, that's the thing. Is
three
like,
by five cards
on a stick.
A Mini Cooper drove up and blocked the entire protest. No, we can't get around it.
Do they get mad at people like you that aren't offended by the word midget?
Yeah, because I don't see what's wrong with the word. In my opinion, it's just a word. I don't care. It, like, just because you call me a midget doesn't
right.
mean I automatically have to like, oh darn, you called me a midget. Now I have to make chocolate. Darn you! Darn you! I was planning not doing that.
You have no idea what kind of response we get from that.
Oh.
It really is.
Oh, trust me, I know.
You and Wee Man comes in and he goes, "Hey, midgets!" And we go, "Whoa, whoa, what's happening?" Like we're afraid now to say the word.
Yeah, I mean, well, there. And it's funny because I actually went out to talk to the protesters because I was like, I have to know why the heck it is. I didn't even know why they were protesting me. And
you thought it might be something in your act?
Yeah,
or
yeah, okay. yeah. And they said, "Well, it's your language." And I was like, "Oh, because I swear something." Sometimes they're like, "Well, no, we don't give
don't
a crap
about
that."
That. Right.
Yeah, it's because you say the word midget, and I was like, "What's wrong with the word midget?" And they said, "Well, calling a dwarf a midget is just like calling a black person the N word."
Wow,
midget, yeah. please, no, no, not the same. same. Not the same.
You can't imagine how many times I've heard that for real.
It's what? How could you make that comparison?
I don't know.
Like the N-word is a terrible word. If you ever hear it, you do that, just evil things pop in your head. You start thinking of like slave ships and masses
and
chains.
Well, that's the thing. Yeah. Is it had
Flava Flav? evil stuff.
It had a really, really, really negative history.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Midget like, doesn't.
We didn't. We didn't go through slavery. We would have been the worst slaves on the planet.
Slave, fetch me that jar. Second shelf, boss. You're screwed.
It wouldn't happen. So I don't
get
that.
People get so offended then?
I don't know. I think they think that a word has power over them, and it doesn't.
It only has the power you give it, really.
Exactly.
In the long run.
But that's true of all words, though. Yeah. That's true of the N-word as well. But it's like, not acceptable, so we just don't use it. That's it.
I will champion your midget cause, my friend.
All right.
I forget her name, but there's a little person actress who works quite a
she's
bit.
She's very successful,
Very successful, and she came on the air
Boston
once with us.
She's on Boston Legal, yeah.
She came on the air once with us, and she was just mad. Pummeled us
she
mercilessly.
Was
she was very upset.
But Dean was good back. He was does your owner know that you're making this call? He's just trying to inflame the situation.
He said, would you rather we call you a person McNugget? Is that better?
People McNugget is what we go with.
Yeah.
Because midget is so offensive. I put that in air quotes. You can't see
I always feel like it's not up to us to judge what's offensive to a group of people.
Yeah, but then again,
I mean, it's up to them.
Well, yeah, but at the same time,
but if you all can't agree,
but then every word is at risk. Then,
well, that's the thing is what you guys may not know is that the organization Little People of America was actually started by an actor named Billy Barty, and when he started the organization, it was called Midgets of America. It was called Midgets of America. Yeah, and then all of a sudden they try to take it back, like, don't look behind the curtain.
Did
That's
we call it midget? We didn't mean that.
Yeah, exactly.
What
so
the hell?
You can't go back and forth and just be like, you can call us this, but not this, but you can call us dwarf, but not little person, but not person of short stature.
You don't understand. For people that do what we do, the language is forever changing.
Absolutely.
Like, we say this now, but we couldn't say, for example, retarded.
Can't say that anymore?
No, you really can't.
Not a word that's acceptable anymore, and we try to use other words like window licker. That's funnier anyway.
So far,
sometimes
that's okay.
The replacement's worse than the original word.
I mean, you can still say it, but it does get a lot of, people upset.
Well, I just don't like, because the two words they want to use are dwarf and little person. I don't like those words. To me, those are worse.
All right, but wait, isn't
little
dwarf...
person's almost condescending, really.
Right, it's like, there's tons of little people out there. Mexicans are very little people. Doesn't mean they're midgets. I mean, it doesn't put them in our category.
Doesn't dwarf mean something specific?
Well, dwarf is because we have dwarfism, and that's like the scientific condition of what we
of
have.
All?
Yeah.
I thought it was only a subculture of midgets.
It's like technical.
Okay.
But I have dwarfism, but I don't want to be called a dwarf because to me that brings up connotations of like happy, sleepy, dopey, screwy, all those guys.
Right.
You say dwarf, you think I'm going to walk out like Lord of the Rings, like, it's my problem.
if I said we have a dwarf in the studio, you would go to blows?
Well, I
you would drop
I would punch your kneecap so hard, Kevin.
Yeah, I think dwarf has a worse connotation.
I don't think midget's any different. Yeah, like midget's almost—it's a nicer sounding word. It almost sounds French. Like my friend is a midget.
Let's do midget.
Midget.
Start using that. That way we can't get in trouble.
Yeah.
We didn't say midget.
I coined midget. Let's do it.
All right, comedian Brad Williams in the studio with us. He is going to be March 13th and 14th. Is that this weekend?
That's this weekend.
May. Yeah.
Oh, May. Yeah.
I'm sorry.
It's okay. That was 2 months ago.
By the way, March is not this weekend either.
No. It says May right there on the paperwork.
May 13th and 14th at the Ice House
in
Pasadena. And then he's going to be at the Brea Improv June 30th through July 3rd. We'll take a quick break and we'll be This is the Kevin and Bean Show. That, of course, Foo Fighters. That new album is fantastic. You should pick it up if you don't have it yet. We have comedian Brad Williams in the studio with us. He's a midget.
Yeah.
There you go.
Liberating, Kevin, to be able to say that out loud.
Say it.
One that's not angry.
Yes. Yeah.
How long have you been doing comedy, Brad? You've been doing for a while, right?
8 years.
8 years?
Yeah, I'm 27, born and raised in Orange County. I'm an OC boy. Went to Sunny Hills High School. Shout out Lancers. Yeah.
Go Lancers.
What's a Lancer?
It's a knight, I guess, with the lance.
Lancers.
No, it's just a really big fan of NSYNC.
It's a Lance Bass tribute.
What made you want to get into comedy? What was it about?
Honest to God, I was in the audience at your favorite comedian, Carlos Mencia.
Oh, Jesus. No, but I'm talking about comedy. What made you want to get into comedy? What does that have to do with comedy?
I was in the audience of his show, and he started.
I can do that.
He started making midget jokes, and the crowd that was sitting by me was not. They're like, and he's like, why aren't you guys laughing? Like, what? He's like, what is one of them here? And I raised my like creepy little hand in the air, and he's like,
he didn't see it.
No, he does. I stood on my chair. I was waving. I was like trying to wave in a 747 or something. And I went up on. He just called me up on stage, and we started improvising a little bit. And I got bit by the bug, and I just started doing stand up after that. Because before that, I was actually working at Disneyland. No, I wasn't one of the seven.
What were you?
I was actually the bodyguard that walks around with the characters. I was the guy
what?
That... Yes.
They didn't put you in a costume?
No.
What a missed opportunity.
I refused. And they wanted to, but
you could have been Jiminy Cricket or somebody.
Did you wear a shirt that said security?
Yes, I did. Nice. It was so awesome.
Sweet.
People were taking pictures of it and stuff, and people were like, wait a minute. So if I punch Winnie the Pooh, you have to fight me. Yes.
That's almost worth it.
Yes.
Did you ever have to fight anyone?
One guy.
You really? Did?
One guy.
Who won?
I won, actually.
You kicked his ass. Good
well, man. Like, back when I was in high school, I was actually on the wrestling team. So, I took him down. I dove at his legs because, you know, I'm a midget. That's what I do.
That's what's available.
Just, like, cannonball yourself. And then I started holding him down and calling for the real security to show up.
Right.
And then that's when I realized, oh, crap, this guy has friends. Like, I pop up. I'm like, oh, my God, where are the friends? Where are the friends? Find the friends. I see the friends. There's five of them. They are laughing hysterically. The guy is like, Keebler Elf took you down. And I'm realizing, like, I have just screwed this guy for life. Yeah. He is never going to live this down.
No. Well, there's no way to win in that situation for that guy. Because if he kicks your ass, he's a midget.
Yeah, he beat up a midget.
But
like,
if you kick his ass, even worse.
Yeah, like no matter what he does, that will follow him. If he is our next pope, he'll be walking down the aisle. There'll be a cardinal right next to him. No, meaning he got beat up by a midget. I screwed him over.
I'm doubting the guy that punched Goofy is going to be the next pope. I'm just saying.
I don't know. We have a Nazi pope
that's
now. Why right? not?
It's not his future. That's all I'm saying. Do you, when you come out on stage, you start with referencing the
I
fact.
Have to.
You have to, right?
I have to. Because if I don't, the entire audience sits there and goes, does he know?
Somebody should tell him.
Is he aware
of
that?
Don't hold up a mirror, whatever you do.
Yeah, but it's so weird for me to be in comedy because now it's like I have to craft jokes and I have to work really hard to get laughs and applause and stuff. But in life, I don't have to work hard at all. Like, literally, last week, I went to a fast food place. I went up and the soda thing was too high. I got a chair. I pulled it over. I hopped on. I got my own soda. I turned around. Wendy's was giving me a standing ovation.
Fantastic.
I turned around.
He
like,
got it free.
He did it. Oh, my. So inspirational. So inspirational. I'm like, jeez. That's all. So that's what I have to start doing in my act. Just reach high things. And people go like, wow.
I'm so impressed.
Well, you He's know what's amazing. Cool about that is that everyone else does, it seems like, the same kind of observational humor. You were talking about Carlos Mencia. He's one of those that it's not a joke if a Mexican is not involved.
Sure.
It has to all be the difference between Mexicans and. You have a pretty unique situation. I don't know. How many other midget comedians are there?
There's one named Tanya Lee Davis, but she normally works Europe. And she's smaller than me, so I make fun of her.
Sweet. You're short.
Dude, we so hate on each other. It's incredible how much midgets hate on each other.
Really? Like, for real?
Yeah, well, like, because I've had, I have midget friends, and yes, you know, we hang out, and when we cross the
Where's
street.
Midgetville? Does that exist?
That I've heard about this place.
So have we.
In Long Beach, apparently.
We've heard Midgetville.
Yeah.
You
Rumors,
go down.
Myths.
I've never been there.
You go down the street. The houses are little small houses.
Yeah, I don't have the secret key, right. Or no one gave me a code when I was born.
Why?
Or anything.
Because you pissed off the little people of America. That's why.
I've been banned from Midgetville.
So they don't bite you to the secret cool meetings.
Yes. When I roll up, they raise the gate to 4.5 feet. I'm screwed. Can't get in.
We've had a lot of people like email. Oh, I've been there. I've taken pictures. pictures. They get mad.
Lies.
They follow.
All lies.
I think they're all lies.
I'm pretty sure they're all lies. I would love it if someone actually took me there, because I would just walk in and be like,
too.
My people, yeah. I will rule here.
I rule. I am a comedian and a midget. That's
exactly.
Fantastic. All right. Can you stay for another break? We have to take a break.
Yeah, absolutely.
Brad Williams is here. He's going to be at the John Lovitz Theater.
Yes. Your favorite comedy club.
My home away from home.
June 24th and 25th.
Yeah. June 24th, 25th, John Lovitz.
Universal City Walk, if you don't know.
Universal City Walk, June 30th through July 3rd at Bray Improv. And this weekend, Friday and Saturday at the Pasadena Ice House, which is one of the best rooms in America to see comedy.
Absolutely. We've had so many comedians that we have to give that information for because they don't know.
I mean, are you serious?
Literally, they're like, I don't know. I'm playing.
I didn't know
someplace.
I was playing there.
Really?
Oh, wow.
You have it all right there at the top
well,
of your head.
I don't know if you've seen my
at the
head.
The top of your little head.
It's a huge
it's a
head.
Big head. It's a big head.
It's a massive head. I hold tons of knowledge in this thing.
I have a big head and I don't. That's the difference between you and K Rock is K R O Q, and it is 8:34. This is the Kevin and Bean Show. I'm sorry, it's 8:39. This is the Kevin and Bean Show, and we have comedian Brad Williams in the studio with us.
All right.
Midget Brad Williams.
See, feels so nice.
But don't I feel like I've set you free?
Yes.
I'm like your midget Martin Luther King.
Sweet.
You don't know what you've done to Kevin, Brad, to give him permission to be able to throw that word around. He's
come
never
on
been
now
happier.
I went to see Kanye West when he was doing I Ain't Saying She a Gold Digger, and he said, I give you all permission to use the N-word, and then everybody was singing it. With him. You know,
Kevin took advantage of that. Went out in the parking lot and still using it. He's using it at home with his wife.
Got the hell beaten out of me.
Yeah.
So maybe that's not a good thing.
Now, Brad, as we mentioned, is a midget, but he's also a comedian. And Brad and I have been friends now for a little bit. And a lot of comedians have
friends with benefits.
Oh, sure. Yeah.
Oh, yeah, sure.
Look, he's a sexy bastard.
Are you kidding me? Look at the size of my hands. Don't make even Ralph look huge. Are you kidding me? Come on. He had to tap that.
There's lots of comedians who have shtick. You know, there's big fat comedians come out and talk about being fat all the time and everything. And usually they're a one-trick pony. But Brad is an enormously funny comedian on top of being
enormous.
A midget.
I love that adjective being used for me.
Every joke is not about being a midget.
Well, no. No, he does. Obviously, he touches on it, but he's got some great material. And I'm just saying this because he is playing at the Ice House this weekend, and then he's at the John Lovitz on the 24th and 25th of June, and then at the Bray Improv June 30th and July through July 3rd. And if you can, you should absolutely go and check him out. I want people to see him because he's just super talented.
Well, thank you very
Brad
much,
BradWilliamsComedy.com is the website. You can check out all
his
things.
Follow me on Twitter. I know you follow me on the Twitter, Ralph.
I retweet you all the time.
Yeah. I think
is he a funny Twitterer?
Yeah, his tweets are great. And so I send him out there so people think it's for me almost. They don't pay too close attention. Yeah. It seems like I'm very witty and clever.
Yeah, I think the one that got you was when I said the Kardashians are coming out with a new Pez dispenser. No word yet on how many holes turkeys Chloe's Holtz.
That's right. Yes.
Wow, that's a little scary. We had Bill Burr in.
Oh, yeah, yesterday, right?
Another great comedian.
Yeah. Another great comedian. And we were talking to him about some hockey league he plays in, and he said he started playing with a midget. That was you?
That
you
was
playing
me
in that league?
I play hockey with Bill Burr and a few other comedians. It's great.
Hockey?
Now, you played hockey as a kid, right?
Yeah, I played hockey as a kid, and they started up a comedian league, and a comedian named Ian Bagg recently told me about it. I started playing with Burr. And
did he good?
Yeah,
give us a scoop on him.
He's pretty good.
Is he?
He's pretty good, but
with a question mark.
He looked at me like,
well, comparatively, with the rest of the guys on the ice.
I took
right?
the puck from him, and he looked at me like, how the hell did that just happen?
Well, I'm sure you do that to everyone.
Well, yeah. I mean, because they don't
it's
see me
right
coming.
There.
I just come in. I take it. And,
go between their legs?
I turned them around. I made them look like such a lop. It was
don't
nuts.
Do that.
What? You guys are trying to bring that
not,
back, right?
Not you guys. No, yeah. There's certain people
Omar
on the show.
Is.
Omar is actually trying to bring
but
that
no,
back. Do you ever throw a check? Do you ever check someone in the boards?
Well.
Check their leg
I
in?
Try. Yeah. I like maybe I
it's might. Always tripping. You always get a penalty box.
I can give a guy a Charlie horse like a mofo. Let
it
me
is
tell
illegal
you.
To leave your skates too in hockey, so
yeah, right.
You can't jump.
Yeah,
so
exactly.
That won't help.
But the thing is, I'm really glad I own hockey equipment because my hockey stick actually came in handy. A for reaching things and B
for reaching things like
well stuff and
cereal.
I actually got robbed 2 weeks ago. My house got robbed.
Sweet.
Why is that sweet?
Yeah, why is that sweet?
I don't know, but I'm trying to tie in the hockey stick.
Well, let me tell you a story. I got broken into. I live in like a three-story condo, and my alarm went off.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm looking around like I got to defend my stuff, you know? So I'm looking around for something to use because I can't take a guy out just by myself.
Right.
So I run and I grab my hockey stick.
There you go.
Which is in the corner. I run downstairs. The guy is actually trying to unhook my TV.
Wow.
He's in the house.
Wow.
The alarm is going off. He's trying to unhook my TV. I'm yelling at him, get the hell out of my house. And he looks at me and goes, what kind of messed up security system is this? Because you have to understand what he's seeing.
He's thinking.
In his mind, he broke into a house. An alarm went off.
That's sweet.
And a midget with a hockey stick runs down the stairs.
I like it. I want to hire you for security for my house.
I know,
that's
right?
That's the best. Then you show up.
How scary would that be? Like a midget with a hockey stick just runs down. You're like, am I a horror movie right now? What's going
Did
on?
Did it work? Did he run away?
Yeah. No, I totally chased him up. I would like to thank the good people at Coho for making a very strong stick.
All right.
Were you nude by any chance? That would be the best. A naked midget with a hockey stick would have been the best security system.
House gets broken into, you have to strip first.
I have to go nude.
Yes. Yeah.
I have to go.
Then you go, what's happening?
And just do it like the ancient Greeks used to do it. Just run down with my hockey stick like, I will take thee out.
Now,
we'll spite thee.
You're a hockey fan, right?
Huge. Yeah.
Orange County boy.
I'm from Orange County. I'm a huge Ducks fan.
Okay.
Huge Ducks fan, so
I'm a
Kings
fan. We're in the same boat. We're all watching the playoffs from home.
Yeah, exactly.
As is Ralph.
The Flyers as well. this year.
Yeah. How bad was this year?
However, I do have to say that San Jose looks like they might be Detroit, and I'd like to suggest anyone playing Detroit I'm a fan of.
Oh, absolutely.
I root for the Kings or anyone playing Detroit.
Absolutely.
But how can you root for the team that took your team out? That's impossible.
Well, you
want
to be beat by the best, don't you?
No.
I've heard that.
I want the Bruins to go down in a plane crash when they're traveling in between games.
I'm so angry. I have a lot of family in the Bay Area. A lot of family.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and they come down, they put like shark stickers on my car and stuff without me knowing about it. Yeah, all that kind of stuff. And the day after they eliminated us, there was a little sign on my steering wheel that said, have a nice day, and had a little Sharks logo.
Ah, that's terrible.
Well, that's a good part.
That's a good part about being a Ducks fan is no one else in Orange County cares about hockey.
So you can always get tickets.
Yeah, no. Hey, no, I always go to the Duck games, and I buy tickets on the really high level, and then after the first period, I just move down.
Just
I'm
move
glass
down.
Side.
You could probably play, really.
If I throw me out there. Why not? No, I'd be scared. They'd probably think I was the puck. It'd be terrible.
Yeah, that probably wouldn't be very good.
Didn't you do a gig at a Kings game recently? Didn't you do something there?
A fan actually sent me an email, said they were getting married.
Okay.
And they wanted me to marry them at a Kings game. So I went online. You can go to, like, I think it's universallifechurch.com.
I didn't know if they were still doing that. Bean and I were certified that way.
You're certified minister.
Yeah, all I remember is, like, we married Lightning and we were dressed as monks.
You've done a bunch of it. It's really weird.
So you were the preacher, in effect, the mini stir.
Hey! You worked in mini.
Don't file that.
We're gonna have you on the phone next time.
All right. Now wait a minute. For this couple getting married at a hockey game wasn't quirky enough. They had to find a midget to marry them.
They had to find a midget to marry them.
One of the most honked up ceremony ever.
Did they do it mid ice or where'd they do it?
They did it. It's very appropriate for marriage. They did it in the penalty box.
Where the man was in the penalty box?
The man will be spending the rest of his days. It was great. The ice girls were there, and
that's bizarre. You married them.
We saw the game afterward. It was a lot of fun, and I still hang out with them. I check in up on them every now and then.
Yeah, we don't do that.
Sure,
give them advice.
You care.
I know. I think they just wanted a midget to marry them because they probably think we're good luck or something. But we are.
Are you good luck?
Absolutely.
Because of the whole leprechaun thing?
No, we're absolutely good luck.
Are you looking for a pot of gold?
Well, you'll take anything, won't you?
Good luck, sure.
Yeah. Well, it's not that we're good luck. It's that you're just never upset when a midget's around. You can't be upset.
That's true.
Unless he's shaking a hockey stick at me and I'm trying to steal a television.
Nude.
And he's naked. Man, I'm not pleased at all.
It's really funny that he couldn't get the TV off. Damn it, I forgot my wrench. worst criminal ever.
Who knew how long he would be there if he didn't come downstairs?
I know, right?
All right, Brad Williams has been our guest. Very funny. You can see him again June 24th and 25th at the John Lovitz Theater. You can see him June 30th through July 3rd at the Brea Improv. And you can see him this weekend.
This weekend.
At the Ice House.
In Pasadena.
May 13th and 14th.
Icehousecomedy.com is the website if you'd like to see him. And we would suggest that you do that. Brad, you're the best.
Thank you so much.
Thank you for coming in. We appreciate it.
Absolutely.
106.7 K-Rock is K-R-O-Q, and it's 8:56. This is the Kevin B. Show, and Ralph is here with a look at the showbiz beat. What's going on, Ralph?
You're bad. You're a horrible person.
Just now realizing that?
Yes.
Oh!
First, he loses his job. Now he loses his wife, the governor, Arnold Schwarzenegger, former governor of the state of California. Apparently, someone told me the other day he used to make movies, too.
Yeah, right. That's a lie.
He and his wife, Maria Shriver, are splitting up. Well, they've officially separated after 25 years of marriage. Look, if you're married for 25 years and then you get to the point where you've separated or you can't live together anymore, you're getting a divorce.
I would think so.
That's what's happening
That's a marriage that you could look at from the beginning and go, how is this working?
It's a total head scratcher.
Right? Yeah. You just go, she seems super smart. He seems dumb.
Well, I guess they stayed together for the kids and for his political career, because the minute he got out of office, it seems like she moved out of the house.
See ya!
They've got four kids, 18, 20, 21. The youngest is 14, so I guess they figure now they can probably call it quits. This is the official statement. At this time, we are living apart while we work on the future of our relationship. That future is doom. No.
Well, you know, doesn't seem like you're able to work on that very hard apart.
Maybe a little space will make them realize that he's not an egomaniac douchebag and she doesn't have a giant chin. Maybe they'll come to that realization.
Those are facts, though.
Or maybe reality of the situation will keep them apart. Good news! Bristol Palin's getting her very own reality show.
Yes!
No!
Yes!
Oh, finally. I've been so desperate for more Bristol Palin on television.
It's
because the Dancing
time.
With the Stars debacle just wasn't enough for me. I need more Bristol Palin. Listen to this statement from Bio. That's the channel formerly known as the Biography Channel. Now they're simply known as Bio.
Oh,
they do some good
it?
Work there.
Oh, okay.
They have got Bill Shatner's talk show on there, Raw Nerve, which is an excellent show.
Right.
I still watch the biographies. I think they're fascinating when they do stories of people's lives. Bio has announced that they are signing her up for 10 half-hour episodes of a yet-to-be-titled reality show. Sarah Palin, of course, did very well with her show on TLC. This is the statement from Bio. She's the most famous single mother in America.
What?
And she became a national media darling during her odds-defying ratings record-breaking run on Dancing with the Stars.
Oh, God, I'm bored already.
Now she's allowing cameras exclusive access into her personal life for the first time. The show will follow Bristol as she relocates here to Los Angeles from Alaska. And her son, as she raises her son.
Who doesn't have a chance.
On her own. So.
Oh, my God, who the hell cares?
By the way, in the show, Bristol will be rooming with Kyle Massey.
What? Who's what?
He was another dancing contestant on Dancing with the Stars. He's the Disney kid.
Are they dating?
No, they just became best friends while working together. So she's going to be living with Kyle Massey and his brother Chris. She's Alaskan, they're black. And wackiness ensues on Life with Bristol this season on the Bio Channel. That's everything I hate about television. One easy
thing.
You
think your mom's
going to
just keep stopping by so she can get some screen
Ding
time?
Dong. Oh, I need some sugar, don't you know? Oh, the audience goes crazy. It's just a sitcom is what it is. Today's celebrity birthdays. Bono of U2 is 51 years old today. Eric Palladino, actor, is 43. Richard Patrick of Filter. Hey, man, nice shot. Remember that song by Filter?
I do.
Yeah, 43 years old. Kenan Thompson from Saturday Night Live and Kenan and Kel. He is 33 years old. Odette Yustman. I guess now she's known as Odette Annabelle or Enabler.
Always be Yustman to me.
Always be Yustman?
Yustman.
No. 26 years old, Lauren Potter, who plays Becky. Coach Sylvester's right-hand gal on Glee. She is 21 years old. And young MC,
Let's bust a move.
Next day's function, high class luncheon.
That's right.
Food is served in your stone cold munchin.
Stone cold munchin.
People start to dance, but then you ate so much you nearly split your pants.
Ralph, I think we're gonna have to schedule some time tomorrow to go through bust a move.
I think we should. Maybe a dramatic reading. Young MC's 44 years old today. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz.
This is the Kevin and Bean Show. I don't know if you saw the news, but Arnold Schwarzenegger and Maria Shriver, who've been married for 25 years, are ending it.
Yep.
Calling it quits after 25 years. I don't know. It was a weird marriage from the beginning.
It was always puzzling, those two together. But then at some point you go, well, they somehow make this work. I don't know what it is, but they do.
But now
they don't.
He's a Republican. She, of course, is very, very, very Democratic.
I mean, a Democrat.
From the Kennedys. And it didn't make any sense. And she seems smart. And he seems not
kinda
so
like
much.
Kind of like a blowhard.
Right. But here's the statement. This has been a time of great personal and professional transition for each of us. After a great deal of thought, reflection, discussion, and prayer, we came to this decision together. At this time, we are living apart while we are working on our relationship.
Mm-hmm.
Mm. That's never how it happens, by the way.
No.
No, they don't get together and go, we should pray. God, what do you think? We should live apart? Yeah. Okay.
God said yes.
Hey, have a good one. Okay, you too. So anyway, she's, and she, you know, she famously kind of helped him get elected.
Yeah.
And then all those rumors came out about him groping women on the sets and stuff. And she came out and she went on Oprah and said, it's not true. And this makes me angry.
I think a lot of women think, you know, Maria must know what she's talking
about. Right. Exactly. Exactly. So anyway, we thought we would we'd talk to Arnold and just see if we could get any clarification on what's going on today.
Okay.
Now that he's no longer governor. Arnold?
Hey, Kevin and Vina, how are you?
We're good. How are you?
I'm going through a great period of reflection.
Right.
And trying to, you know, put my work into my relationship with Maria.
Right.
Put him on the glass. Come on, baby.
I'm sorry.
Look, the Terminator's making it rain.
Wait, are you at a strip club?
No, I'm praying.
You're praying?
Praying for answers.
You are making it rain in prayer?
Yeah.
Oh, I see.
I'm at the Our Holy Rhino Church.
I didn't even know Our Holy Rhino was open this early.
Yeah, they have the special eggs and legs breakfast. Where you can go get breakfast and see some of the nuns that work here.
Now, Arnold, it has been sort of widely known that Maria had a bunch of different jobs and she's been living apart from you for quite some time, but you were still married and happy, blah, blah, blah.
Very happy, yes. It's a very difficult time for me. Now, take it off! Yeah, work that pole. Yeah, work it like the sword of Crom that Conan used to work, Harry.
Oh, man.
I'm sorry, you're saying?
You don't sound very broken up. No,
I
you
am
were
saying. It's a devastating time for me.
That's
and my
what
family,
you were saying, yeah.
And we're hoping that, you know, perhaps we can work this out and get the whole relationship back on the track.
That's
you know?
Your goal? You want to get it back together?
Yes, okay. Very much. We love each other, and
right.
We're going to be parenting our children together.
You have four kids, right?
Yeah, so we're very committed to the family, and yeah, that's right, I'm wearing sweatpants with a lap dance, come on! Yeah, you're not pumping iron, you're pumping flesh now. I'm sorry, what were we saying?
Arnold, it doesn't sound like you're that interested in getting back together with Maria.
It doesn't sound like a strip club either, really. Is this the best sound effects you could put together?
You should ask Omar
like
about
it. I'm at a bus station. Isn't there music usually in a strip
There should
club?
Be some type
no,
of music.
No, playing in the background. Just be quiet while you can hear it.
Okay. No,
yeah.
I don't think so.
That's not doing it.
This is the worst strip club ever.
Yeah, you should fire him.
I'm going back to my wife.
This is the Kevin and Bean Show, and it's time for the Afro Line. You can leave us a message 24 hours a day on any topic. Something you think we're crazy about, one of our opinions, whatever, something in the news we're missing. You can just talk total nonsense.
Never more have I felt like a freaking loser for being on the... Yeah.
It was me last week on vacation.
Oh, that's it.
Don't know, don't understand. Thank you for the call, appreciate it.
So, listening to you guys talk about Pirates of the Caribbean. You guys mentioned Penelope Cruz, and I waited for the ding. Where's the ding?
Yeah.
Where's the ding?
Accept your scorn.
Yep.
That's correct. Penelope Cruz deserves all dings available and didn't give them to her, so sorry about that. I'm not sure this guy fully understands who he's talking about.
take me home tonight. I've been driving drunk, and I think I ran a light.
Rick Springfield got arrested. I'm black, and I know who Rick Springfield is. What is it?
That's great, except for that wasn't a Rick Springfield song.
No, I don't think
that
was
Eddie Money.
That was really funny.
So maybe he doesn't know as much as he thinks.
Yeah.
It's fun to call Ralph's car yellow because for some reason it really angers him.
Mm-hmm.
It's sort of orange, I guess, but you call it yellow, it makes him mad, so it's fun.
Hey, Ralph, guess what? Driving a yellow car or an orange car. You know what? Driving an orange car is just as bad as driving a yellow car. Because guess what? It's still disgusting to look at, and I want to vomit every single time.
I don't know that I'd go that far.
Wow.
But it
he
is
really
yellow.
Hates his car.
Let's be honest, it's yellow. The people love Beer Mug. I know that for a fact.
So we can find Osama bin Laden, but we can't fire Dave or Beer Mug. I'm moving to Canada.
Come on. That's a good point, by the way.
Come on, look.
I mean, look at what we accomplished.
Look, I know I'm an incoherent mess, but, you know, it's I'm getting used to it. I'm
don't worry, there are people on your side.
Fire Beer Mug. Please. Fire Beer Mug.
They don't call. I mean, they don't call the Afro line, but there are, I'm sure, people on your side. This guy is not quite sure his viewing habits about The Office. You know, they're changing.
Yeah.
Steve Carell's leaving. He's very conflicted.
No. Nobody's gonna watch The Office anymore. Once Steve Carell is out the door, the show's gonna suck. Without him, I want to beat the f*** out of Pam and Jim. Nobody's going to watch. Nobody's going to watch anymore.
I think I'm still in.
Me too. I'm really curious to see how it goes.
I like that show. I've liked Will Ferrell. I think I'm still in.
Me too.
We've been talking a lot about this new show, L.A. Rising, which we made the announcement yesterday. It's Rage Against the Machine and Muse and Rise Against, and perhaps at times I've screwed that up a little bit.
Hey, Kevin! Hey, man, I can't wait to go see Rise Against the Machine! Dumbass!
Come on now. But the name of the show is L.A. Rising, and it's Rage Against the Machine, but it's also Rise Against and Muse.
I mean, Kevin.
And I'm Kevin.
What do they want?
The fact that I ever get it right, I should be applauded.
Exactly.
But that didn't happen, and that's why this exists.
And now, it's time for A Moment with Kevin.
We just made the announcement of L.A. Rising, Rise Against the Machine, and Muse, and Rise Against.
That was A Moment with Kevin.
At least Rise Against the Machine is not my favorite band. Rage, however, is my favorite. Listening to the world famous K-Rock.
Ow.
There was a little feedback there. 106.7 KROQ at 9:40. This is the Kevin and Bean Show, and Ralph is here with the final look at the showbiz beat for the day. What's going on, Ralph?
Before I get to showbiz news, I also have my final set of passes to give away to the special Kevin and Bean advanced screening of Pirates of the Caribbean on Stranger Tides. I am so looking forward to this movie. I'm going to go to the screening. So if you win tickets, you'll see me there. How did I get him? I don't know.
I guess I
must have answered the trivia question properly earlier
today. You're keeping
today.
A pair for yourself, aren't you?
Yes.
Yeah.
It's going to be on IMAX 3D on the big screen up at Universal City Walk on Wednesday, May the 18th. That's the screening. But I don't want to give it just to anybody. I want to make sure that you're truly a Pirates of the Caribbean fan. You've seen the other three films. You're excited about this, the fourth in the series.
But I've seen the other three, and I'm excited about the fourth, and I could answer nothing.
Yeah, this is not for you. Okay. This is for people who have memories.
All right.
Here's a trivia question. Orlando Bloom, who is in the first three films, not in the fourth. Neither is Keira Knightley. They're bringing in a brand new cast of characters. This Penelope Cruz, by the way, is taking over Keira Knightley. That's a bit of an upgrade, in my opinion.
I think so, too.
Orlando Bloom played Will Turner, the heartthrob role in the first three films.
Orlando's a chick, right?
No.
No? Okay, sorry. Take back the bell.
He's a handsome young gentleman. He plays Will Turner in the film, and he finds out that his father was a pirate. His father was a pirate, played by Stellan Skarsgård later on in the series.
Okay.
What was his dad's pirate nickname? What was the name of Will Turner's dad his pirate nickname in the movies. 1-800-520-1067. Why are you laughing, Kevin?
Because I would never win a contest from us.
You've seen these films, and you have no idea what I'm talking about.
I was just thinking, not just this contest, but all contests we do, I would never win, ever.
Kevin would guess Barnacle Bob.
I wouldn't ever win a prize.
1-800-520-1067 is the number to call. First five listeners who get through with the correct answer will win a pair of passes for the very special advance Kevin and Bean screening of Pirates of the Caribbean on Stranger Tides. You know, they're already talking about a fifth film.
I'm sure.
I'm very excited.
Successful.
Johnny Depp said, let's let this one breathe a little bit before we go into production on the fifth. But plus, his calendar's kind of full.
Sure.
He's going to play Tonto in the Lone Ranger movie. And they just announced today it's official. He is also starring in a movie called The Thin Man, which was based on a popular series of books. And then there was a series of films made in the 40s, I believe, based on those books, about a husband and wife detective team. Sort of a fun, light murder mystery kind of thing. And he's going to play Nick Charles in that, too. So, guy's got a lot of work ahead of him. And
he's got a future, that guy.
I don't know if you've noticed or not, but he's also a chameleon now. He's turned into a lizard.
What?
I saw a movie the other day where he was a lizard. Rango.
Rango.
Okay. He's a lizard now.
Yeah,
it's gonna keep him from getting other roles, I think.
That's just animation.
Once you become a lizard, it's hard to play. Like Tonto. Can you imagine a little lizard with a feather on his head walking around in the Old West? That's going to be very hard for the audience to believe.
Just animation.
Guess who's back in rehab?
Amy Winehouse?
Because I will always love drugs. Whitney Houston's back in rehab. Her rep tells Us Weekly magazine that she voluntarily entered an outpatient program to treat drug and alcohol addiction. Now, they're not claiming she's off the wagon. This move was just, and I quote her representative statement, to support her long-standing recovery process.
It's a preemptive.
It's a little support, that's all. It's like a bra for rehab. It's like a like if her drug addiction was her boobs. This is just a bra. This is just a little lift. This is just a little support in the right areas.
Does anybody have any drugs? I'm looking to score some drugs.
Apparently Whitney Houston has some. Cameron Diaz is proud of the fact that she's never shown her full body on the big screen.
I think she's super cute, but I'm against the bell here.
Yeah, we decided. I think you were on vacation when we were talking about her. I think it was her birthday, and we opted out on the bell. She was offered a part in The Crow back in the day, but it required a nude scene, so she turned it down.
Good choice.
Yeah. She said she will never go fully nude.
Good choice.
On the big screen. We don't really want to see you naked, Cameron. Don't worry about it. That's not a big sacrifice.
That's not a blanket bad decision.
No.
Just not everyone should be nude.
It's not like Sofia Vergara or something, for God's sakes, you know? How great is that Pepsi commercial? She's doing that Diet Pepsi commercial? Awesome. Her in that bathing suit on the beach?
Yeah. The only thing I don't buy is she doesn't need any of those other girls to leave. She's still the hottest thing on the
yeah,
beach.
Exactly. But she has to leave because she's got to get to the stand where they're selling the Diet Pepsi. She doesn't want to wait in line. That's why she does it.
Sure.
You missed the point of a 30-second commercial.
I was watching her.
I'm sure you were.
That's all I know.
And while we're talking about Johnny Depp and his work, apparently he suffered a horrific back injury while filming this latest Pirates of the Caribbean movie. Told an interviewer this week that it was immense pain, something he describes as a horrible grinding electricity flowing through his back.
That doesn't sound good.
Well, Kevin, you know about back pain. You've been suffering for a long time with it. But apparently his injury lasted 3 weeks, and he had to keep filming through it. And he said he had no choice. He just had to suck it up and keep showing up on the set. But you don't feel like doing anything when your back's in that kind of pain.
What movie was it? Was it Pirates?
Pirates of the Caribbean, yeah.
Yeah, because that's pretty action-filled.
Yeah, he's got a lot of stunts and stuff to do, and he said he just carried on, so good stuff. Speaking of Pirates of the Caribbean, do we have a winner to my trivia question?
We do. We have Dan.
Dan?
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 Yeah, the answer is Bootstrap Bill Turner.
Bootstrap Bill, that's right. Bootstrap Bill was his dad's pirate nickname. Congratulations. Hold on, we're going to give you all the details, but you're going to see Pirates of the Caribbean on Stranger Tides at the very special Kevin and Bean event screening.
Awesome. Thank you, guys.
You're very welcome. Thanks for calling in. Kevin, you wouldn't have gotten Bootstrap Bill, huh?
Even after he said it.
you forgot it the moment it came out of his
Jeff,
mouth.
Jeff, Sean, Lauren. No, I mean, a lot of times I'll recognize it after somebody says it, but even after he said it, I was like, I wouldn't know.
They used that name like a million times in that
movie. When was the last one?
Bootstrap Bill. They kept talking about him all the time.
When was the last movie? When did it come out?
A couple years ago.
Last week?
No, a couple years ago.
All right, then I'm out.
It's okay to remember stuff for longer than a week.
I would love to be able to do that. It's not in my power.
It's Tuesday. That means new CDs, DVDs are in stores today. Webster Season 2 is available in the DVD box set.
Oh, my God.
I think that's when Webster really hit its stride, was in the second season. The first season was a little slow. A lot of exposition setting up the characters and the complex relationship between Emmanuel Lewis and Alex Karras. But in Season 2, man, that show just took off.
If Webster's going to come out on DVD.
And it has.
How doesn't it come out a long time ago or never? How does it come out now?
I think there's a lot of other series to get to first before you get to Webster.
But they haven't. I mean, there's a lot of
them. There's a lot of shows that aren't. Yeah, it's true.
I don't know. It doesn't make any sense. But
Movies on DVD. Justin Bieber's Never Say Never is available.
Oh, I hope there's an extended cut.
I hope this is the latest version where you find out what he had for breakfast this morning and they include
while
that footage.
While watching the DVD.
In the DVD. It's like a live feed into his house so you can see exactly what he's doing. No Strings Attached with Natalie Portman and Ashton Kutcher. It's also available today on DVD, Blue Valentine. If you want a good seven drink depression, just something you need, like a whole bottle of booze to wash the memories of it out of your head, this
You're
is the movie
way,
for you.
Way, way too happy. Go to this.
Man, this is a bummer.
It's really good, though.
Yeah, but wow.
But it's not an upper.
No. Watch it during the day. It's the best I can recommend for you. Make it a matinee.
Michelle, and then check right into rehab for some
Michelle Williams and Ryan Gosling. The Hit List with Cuba Gooding Jr. and Jonathan LaPaglia is available today. Almighty Thor, don't get excited. It's a version of the Thor story.
Right.
But it's not the version of the Thor story. This is the Almighty Thor as opposed to Mighty Thor, which is what the comic book character was. Stars Richard Grieco, in case you need any more information about this version of Thor.
I was already out before.
You're out.
By the way, if you see Thor and you haven't seen it yet, do wait through the credits. There's another scene at the end, which
a
is
a bonus scene at the end.
Very important.
Do you know what that scene was?
Yeah.
You probably don't.
How dare you?
I'm saying you don't know what the scene was.
I do know what the scene was.
I don't think you know what the scene was.
How dare you?
I don't think you know what it meant.
The king's son. Am I right? The bad one.
Loki.
Yes.
Yes.
Can take other forms.
No.
Yes, he can.
No, he can't.
Well, then what was it?
You see him in the mirror because that's where he exists in sort of like another world.
Right, but he's that guy.
He's
but
not that guy. He's influencing
that guy,
but he's
that's
not
what
that
I'm
guy.
Saying. That was what I was saying.
Do you know what was in the case? Do you know what was in the case? That was the most important part of that, the whole scene. Do you know what was in the case?
All I know is endless power.
You don't know. I told you didn't know. It turns out you don't know.
Just stay after the credits. Maybe you'll get it.
Yeah. And then ask me, don't ask Kevin, what it meant. CDs today, new music, Turtleneck and Chain by The Lonely Island. If the name isn't familiar to you, those are the guys who do all those brilliant songs on Saturday Night Live.
I'm on a Boat.
Andy Samberg and those guys. Yeah.
So good.
Matthew Morrison from Glee, he's got his own CD.
Nope.
Comes out today. He's quite a good singer, Kevin.
Yes, he is.
Nope.
You know, he was a big star on Broadway.
Fantastic.
Tony nominated. This is well before he got to Glee. He was quite the performer.
Good for him.
can't sway you on this
one. I hope he sells a lot.
And are you familiar with Manchester Orchestra?
Not so much.
They've got a new CD today as well called Simple Math. You can check that out. Let's take a look today. Celebrity birthdays. Lauren Potter, speaking of Glee, she plays Becky. She is the developmentally disabled actress who plays Sue Sylvester's right-hand man on that show. She's 21 years old. Were you telling me she was married, Lisa?
Mm-mm.
Someone's telling me I thought she was married. Yeah. Somebody from Brothers and Sisters?
Oh, no. I was talking about Odette Eustman.
Oh, Odette Eustman.
Oh.
Yeah. She's married to somebody from Brothers and Sisters.
She was on Brothers and Sisters.
What?
She had an arc on the show.
I want to watch that.
Lisa has such a rich fantasy life with all these shows.
Whatever name you bring up, she just makes stuff up.
And then Jesus came by, and he was a special director in one episode. It was him, and Hitler had a cameo. And then they all went up the beanstalk. It was like a four-hour episode. It was special, and they played the Super Bowl. Okay, Lisa, whatever you say. Odette Eustman is 26 years old today. We celebrate her birthday. Kenan Thompson from Saturday Night Live. And Kenan and Kel, he's 33. Richard Patrick,
of the band Filter celebrates his 43rd birthday. Eric Palladino is also 43. Bono of U2 is 51 years old today. I guess you don't really need to say Bono of U2.
There's only one birthday. Bono.
I can just say Bono, and you're not going to say, oh, Chaz? I'll say, no, that's Bono. This is Bono. He's 51 years old. And we've been celebrating all day the birthday of Young MC.
I like it when food is served and you're stone cold munching.
Oh, you gotta be stone cold munching. That's when you're really hungry.
I don't munch any other way.
I was stone cold munching. I wasn't just munching. Bust a Move was his legendary song. He's 44 years old today. Young MC is 44. Young MC?
Middle-aged MC. Yes. But he's not an MC anymore either,
no.
So...
Middle-aged guy who used to MC?
Used to be Young MC.
We're going to take a long, hard look at Bust a Move tomorrow, because we realized as we listened to it today that it has some of the best lyrics maybe ever put to paper.
Yeah.
So we'll check that out tomorrow on The Kevin and Bean Show. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beat.
Thank you, Ralph. This is The Kevin and Bean Show. Tomorrow morning, again, we'll take a look at that song. It has some spectacular lyrics.
Sure does. Stone Cold Munchin'.
We have the Maxim Editor-in-Chief in the studio.
Is he coming back with his BS list?
Coming back with a Maxim Hot 100.
Oh.
However BS it is, 95 of them are great choices.
But not in the order they put them
Correct.
In.
Correct. Yeah. We always have some problems with it.
I'm going to throw down with this guy.
All right. Jesse Ventura is going to be on the program tomorrow. Turns out he believes a few things about conspiracies. Couple.
One of them is the Maxim 100 list.
That's right. He doesn't even believe it exists.
Nope.
And Adam Carolla will be here tomorrow, too, with This Week in Rage. And we have your tickets for L.A. Rising, which is Rage Against the Machine and Muse and Rise Against.
See, we've done you a favor. Now you're extra careful when you say those band names.
So that's all tomorrow morning on an all-new Kevin and Bean.